Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay, here we are.
And
oh, here they are. Oh, look who's leading them today. Look at this.
I am a visionary.
Hey, do not associate me with those people.
Mike, that's not you. That's Hank Kingsley.
I wish Hank were dead.
I am a visionary.
Kill Hank.
True story. He was a neo-Nazi. True enemy.
Yep.
Himself. A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Cabbage. Was delicious. And all the ships at sea, forget it! I'm halfway home! Forget it! Forget it!
You're doing man's an ass!
Forget it, I'm halfway home!
Forget it!
And here's Dr. Onimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
All right, Don and Mike Show, new episode, everybody. New episode on this Thursday, 03/18/04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. Welcome to the show, everybody. Here's how you call.
Well, you pick it up, or maybe you got hands free, and then you say 877-365-3636, dial.
All right.
And that's if you have hands free. If you're actually dialing from Canada, 800-636-1067, Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. Your main national phone number is 877-365-3636. And I'm ready to play a game.
Oh, yeah.
Right now,
oh,
right up front,
game.
with folks calling in now to win a prize. This is exciting.
Yeah.
This is going to be a game much like yesterday's game right at the beginning of the show about something that happened last night. And Mike,
very exciting.
Really.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe. Yeah.
Congratulations. A great opening for your joint last
you
night.
You guys busted your butt to get out there quickly and do all the stuff we had to do out there, and it was great.
We're proud of you.
I appreciate you all coming. I really do, and I know that
it's a nice place.
You all coordinated to come out there, and it was great. It was fun.
Food was great.
Wonderful place. Yes, good food and you know, a good service.
Yeah, you had the best. You had Callie.
Pretty waitresses.
Yes.
And they're, you know,
Buzz.
Sorry.
I'll get to the menu in a second.
and you
literally mean the menu.
Yeah,
right?
I literally mean the menu. But now it's time to play a game. Last night at the opening of Mike's Look Around Cafe.
Yes.
We all finally got to meet, formally, Mike's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Right.
And her mom, equally nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Here's the question for you, the Don and Mike listener.
Mm-hmm. We need the music again.
I'm re-cueing it to more dramatic music.
Ah, wow.
Mike is 44?
44.
44. The mother of Mike's girlfriend. Can you guess her age? Within 10 years, either way, can you guess her age? You get one guess. Only one person listening will get the chance to win every prize that's on the piece of plastic in front of me. Now you only get one shot. She's either 34, 35, 36, 37, or 8, 39, 40, 41, 42, or all the way up.
But if mom's listening, I have no control over this.
No, and she's lovely.
She is lovely. Oh.
She's lovely. Oh, and I'll give you a hint. Met her fiance.
Mm-hmm.
Met her fiance.
I think that's her fiance. I think.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. I'm not, you know, I think.
I hope so.
Boyfriend, fiance.
Oh, because I said congratulations.
Okay.
When I met him.
I think so. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Well, either way, congratulations.
We don't hang out that often, but I mean, I'm pretty sure, yes.
All right, so let's pick one lucky listener who will get to play for all the prizes. On the board.
All right.
Let's go to this one right here. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's your name, my friend?
Cliff.
All right, Cliff, where are you from?
Annapolis.
Beautiful. Are you listening on JFK or Live 105?
Right now, JFK. I'm driving out of Virginia.
Right. Very good. Well, here you go. It's the Britney Spears thing. It's the Oz thing. It's the Oz Fest thing.
Mm.
It's the Orioles opening day.
Wow.
It's 7-Eleven. It's all the stuff we've got. It's the Oz Fest with the dinner and the Hooters girls. All you got to do. Tell me now, no pressure, but you only get one guess. Mike is 44. Within 10 years, his mother-in-law is either 34.
My mother-in-law.
Oh, his oh,
my
his,
mother-in-law.
His,
no,
his girlfriend's mother.
Jesus Christ.
His girlfriend.
Congratulations. Well, I guess I was the first one to say that today.
His girlfriend's mother, excuse me. Anyway, I guess her age.
Uh-huh.
What is your guess?
47.
47, you are guessing then that she is 5 years older than Mike? No, hold on.
Three years.
She's 3 years older than Mike.
That's his guess.
Let me ask you, is that your final answer?
Yes.
You, my friend, are a big fat loser.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, man.
Thanks for playing.
You're very welcome.
No problem.
Thank you.
Do you want to know
what was? I thought it was within a 10-year thing. Was it within 10 years?
Within 10 years,
of your
way,
age,
you had one guess.
44.
Oh, okay,
all right.
You get it.
Okay.
And as it turns out, she is in fact 2 years younger than Mike.
Hi,
everybody.
Hi.
Yeah.
Good heavens, no.
No, it's
please, true.
Please,
it's true.
Please, no letters, no emails. For those of you that might be disturbed.
And ladies and gentlemen. And lest anybody think that I'm ratting somebody out,
uh-huh.
I'll tell you exactly how I came to this knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, who was with us last night, all of our wives, yeah. Everybody loved your place,
yeah.
Said to me at one point during the evening, she said, oh, did you meet Mike's girlfriend? And I said, yeah, she's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet her mom? I said, yeah, she's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Frida said, you know, the mom is 2 years younger than Mike.
I think I introduced her by saying she's younger. I don't know if I gave the specific years.
Here's the thing. So she says this to me like I've got a nugget. So when Mike comes in the office...
You know how I do that icebreaker thing, because I didn't want it to really be discovered. Oh. I think I've mentioned it.
I don't see what the problem is.
Thank you, Buzz.
Nor do I, Buzz.
Thank you, Don.
Simply having good fun here.
I understand.
So when Mike comes in the office today, when Cameron, the program director, the useless program director, when he comes in, I say to him, hey, Cam, play a game. Guess the age.
Cameron did well, didn't he?
He said... She's 42.
Yeah, smart lad.
And
wow.
So he got it right away.
Very smart lad.
Got it right away.
Would have been a winner.
I said to Mike, that was Frida doing her recon last night.
Well, she was doing a recon. I knew that. I mean, she was over there just, I knew she was asking a lot of questions.
But then Mike said to me, oh, she didn't do the recon on that you had told her that.
I think I introduced by saying, yes, she's younger than I am. So it's, but I didn't give the specifics, so maybe she got the details.
But thanks for playing that game. Sorry you didn't win the prizes.
Mm.
And boy... Everybody was thrilled last night,
mm-hmm.
with the exception of one person. Oh, goodbye. With the exception of one person on our crew.
Yeah. And I feel terrible. I really do feel bad. I felt bad until just about a minute ago when he got really, when he was really mad at me the second time.
Yeah. Yeah. He's still.
I mean, I apologize.
Sore.
Yeah.
So here's how this plays out. We all are driving over there. Let's see. Buzz and I drove together.
Right.
Because our wives drove together.
That's
because
right.
When we got there, we would swap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would go home with Frida.
Oh, you know, the way we
Buzz
do.
Buzz would go home with Marcia. Then Robbie and Carrie came later.
Uh-huh.
And Joe and
Tracy.
Tracy, thanks, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
They're going to show up, but none of us were driving synchronized together.
Right. No. Right.
So what happened is that at one point, sitting at the table that Mike had for us, it was Frida and I and Buzz and Marcia and Robin Carey and mm-hmm. John Norman and his wife.
Yeah, and it was nice of Johnny to come out.
Yeah,
and apparently Joe came up to the door, was not able to get in, and then Rob gets a phone call. Rob gets a cell phone call. And Rob, if you wouldn't mind repeating what Joe said to you.
Yeah, it was. I said hello. He says, "Hey, it's Joe. Where are you?" I said, "I'm in the restaurant." He said, "I couldn't get in. Tell Mike his doorman's an ass."
Oh, come
and
on
he's
now!
He's saying it at this. He's yelling into his cell. I said, "Joe, calm down. I'll come out and get you in." He said,
"Right.
Forget it. I'm halfway home."
Oh dear.
All night, whenever Mike would come around, we'd go. Forget it!
Oh, man, and I forgot, what did he say to me in the hallway? Because, I mean, he's still mad.
He just said to you outside, he said,
right.
You have the worst...
No, nice guest list.
Oh, that was it, yeah, nice guest list.
Nice
Forget
guest
it.
List.
Wow. Forget it, I'm halfway home.
Yeah,
Joe, come on in. Come on in here, Joe.
Here comes Joe Ardinger, ladies and gentlemen.
I guess Rob didn't hear the first
I was
call.
Still so pissed this morning, I brought you a present to go with your Hanks. Look Around Cafe.
Okay, Joe, what do you got for
Ready to play catch?
What do you got there?
So The potato.
A potato?
Oh, come on.
What's, I don't get it.
It's the significance.
I don't get it either. What's the joke, Joe?
It's for your new game, Hot Potato.
Oh, Hank's Hot Potato. Okay.
Joe, Joe, you are an idiot.
Joe.
All right, I get it, Joe.
Joe.
Oh, and that, listen, Buzz, I heard what you said, incidentally, as well, that Mike, and I don't know if you heard this.
What?
That maybe Rob missed the first call Joe made.
Yes.
And the reason that Rob missed the first call that Joe made was because...
We were fighting the fife and drum corps. They were right by us. I mean, we had to get by them, and I did the bath, and that's where we were. I was too loud to hear it. But, Joe, you should have left a message.
Well, Joe, I mean everybody, when Don got there, Don said, I said, you know, call me on the cell phone, and then Buzz and... Buzz's wife and Frida,
right.
They both came, called Don on the cell phone. You gave me your cell phone, and we got them in no problem. And then how did you coordinate, Rob?
I called you on your cell phone.
You called me on the cell phone. And
I don't have your cell phone, though.
Well, that's not my problem.
I thought there'd be a guest list.
What's that? There, no.
So what was what happened to you, Joe, when you showed up at O'Mara's?
And I said, hey, my name's Joe.
Explain the mistake I made, because at one point somebody walked in and said...
You didn't make a mistake.
Well, somebody walked into me and said... somebody's out there says he's a coworker, and I said, I guess in the heat of the moment, not trying to screw you. I said, my good man, every one of my coworkers is at that table, because I just didn't click, and your name wasn't given to me,
Joe.
So I didn't know it was you.
So what happened?
So the guy said, okay, hang on a second, and then he listened to his ear, and then another guy went in, and then the guy came out, and he goes, I can't let any more people in.
Well,
I said, thanks, ass.
You said, thanks, ass? Well, Joe, they're not going to help you get in if you say, thanks, ass.
I didn't say that, but he was.
But,
with his Secret Service microphone.
Well, Joe, I mean, the fact was, it's a tiny place, and we had fire marshals standing there all day.
Brought me behind the ropes.
I'm sorry.
He could have been cool.
No, but they were getting ridden all day long. They really were. And I am sorry. I'm very, very sorry.
There'll never be another grand opening.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
I feel bad.
And you've
given me a potato.
There's not a restart for that.
You know, maybe we'll make a Joe's grand opening.
No, that's not necessary.
Just for you.
Nope.
You know. But I mean, if you...
Forget it!
If you got through to Rob or you got through to me, I mean, it wouldn't have been any problem.
Forget it! I'm halfway home!
Rob, you should pull that message. Oh, it wasn't a message.
It was a live call.
Buzz,
I got a phone message when I got home.
Tell Mike his doorman's an ass! Do you have the message, Buzz?
It's at home on my answering machine.
Can't you pull up?
Very brief and... No, not from here. Very brief and very much the same as the message everybody else got, and that is... You know, just to tell Mike his doorman sucks.
Oh, come on. You can pull that message up, can't you?
Yeah, maybe. Let me work.
No, hey, I'd like to defend all those guys. They did a great job last night.
Oh, yeah. Mike, Mike had a huge crowd out there last night. There were so many people that there was like 200 people in a tent waiting to get into the place.
Yeah, and who heckled us on our way out to the parking lot?
Nah, you can get in.
You had a terrible time, Joe. I'm sorry.
It was
all you would have had to do if you made contact with anybody, it wouldn't have been a problem. And you should have waited, because eventually if you'd gotten through...
Forget it!
How long did you wait?
I don't know, 5 minutes.
I'm halfway home!
Sorry to inconvenience you.
Forget it! Well, I mean, it's just, you know, let's put it this way.
Yeah?
It wasn't like we just came home and went out to your bar or restaurant. It was... You know, Trace got off early. She took half a day off today, so we could party. You know, it was
an event, Mike.
Yeah.
It's like a rain event or a snow event.
I didn't even want to go. Tracy said, listen.
Why didn't you want to go?
The big thing for him.
Why didn't you want to go?
Because I knew it would be that kind of a scene, and I'm not about that.
And you know what? I told you this last night, too, Mike. And it's partly my fault. The other day, we were standing outside. Buzz and Joe and I were standing outside, and I said to Joe, are you guys coming?
Right.
And Joe said, I don't know. And I said, oh, come on, Joe, it'll be fun. You got to show up. You got to, you know.
And Tracy was the one who said, listen, it's a big night for him. You got to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did.
Well, it's incomplete, Joe. Hmm. It's incomplete.
Mike, it might be complete if Buzz can figure out how to access his messages from home.
I never do this, and the instruction card is
faded. You know one thing. I mean, if anybody, any one of us had gotten your name and knew you were standing outside...
You know, hold on.
I know that.
Do you know how Buzz is trying to access his messages from home?
Don't you just call it and call a phone number?
He's reading.
You have to. You have to enter a code, and the card, the instruction card, is all faded.
The instruction card. You never called to check your messages from
no.
anywhere else.
No.
Buzz is a laid back guy.
Yeah.
Watch. Here's how you do it.
I'll be there when I get home.
Here's how. I show exactly how I do it. Watch. I'm calling my home now. It'll say welcome to.
Welcome to Verizon's voice messaging.
Yeah, I don't have these modern.
To enter your mailbox, press star.
Yes,
otherwise,
do.
Please enter a mailbox.
Yes, you do. And then you type in the number of your phone number, and then
passcode.
Then the secret passcode, always 1234. Oops, secret's out.
Message.
What?
In your mailbox.
One.
We have one. Menu. To review your message, press 1.
Shall we?
Send a message.
Let's do. Press... Is it home?
First.
Oh, it's for her.
And I love you. I love you. I love
as
you.
Always, it's for Mrs. Source.
Joe,
as always.
Michael Source.
Hi.
I'm sorry, Joe. I apologize. And next time, when you come out there, your meal comped. And I mean that sincerely.
See how easy it is, Buzz? You just call that number.
Well, if you have the modern fancy service, sure. If you have a 1982 Panasonic mechanical answering machine.
Oh, you've got the regular old machine.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have that thing. Well, Buzz, how do you
Buzz has to crank up a telephone.
That's what my 83-year-old mom has.
How do you access your messages when you're not at home, then?
Well, I usually use this card, but it's faded since the last time.
I thought Buzz had the machine where you had to play the high-pitched tone with the thing through
the old, the old
Oh, my God.
Yeah, forget it.
Any luck, Buzz?
Forget it, I'm halfway home.
I just give up on that, Buzz?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll give up on it. Okay, well, that's Joe. Is this resolved now?
It is.
We'll
it,
move
Joe,
on from here, but...
What's that?
We'll move on. It's no big deal.
Well, you know, you and come out and bring your lovely lady and... okay, well, then F you. All right. Everybody else called.
Okay.
Everybody else had the damn number.
Joe, you want to come back?
No.
That's how well I just recorded.
What are you doing, Buzz?
I was playing back for you what I had just said to you a moment ago, which apparently recorded in my attempt to get Joe's message. So,
disaster. Instead of getting a message, you recorded a new greeting.
Yes. Well, no, a new message of me explaining to you why I wasn't able to get the message.
Oh, okay. See, while we're having this conversation in one room, Buzz is just sitting in the other room on the telephone.
And I'm still trying to work it out with Joe, who has completely rejected my offer of a free dinner.
And Buzz is still looking at the little card in his wallet, trying to figure out the code to get his messages. So, Joe, what's up?
What?
What?
What's the matter?
What?
Well, it does, Joe. You're making a big stink, and
I'm not making a big stink.
And I said that I'd like to give you dinner and buy you dinner and then, you know, and come out and do it. I mean, it'd be nice. You like a good free meal, don't you?
Yeah, but what?
Yeah, there won't be doormen there on a normal night, Joe.
I live in Manassas.
A Joe appreciation night.
But it's a free, I'll say this, it's a free meal.
It's not that important. And it's not your fault.
Well, it is kind of my fault. Because, I mean, I really...
The name of the place is O'Mara's.
I was standing there when somebody said the co-workers out there, and I didn't... that was said a couple of times, and I thought everybody was in, and I, you know, so I do feel kind of responsible for that.
Nah. Forget about it.
It was an accident.
Forget it, man.
Okay.
Forget it. All right, thank you.
Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Great seeing Joe. So last night when we arrived at the restaurant,
yes.
This couldn't have worked out better for me.
Mm-hmm.
We sat down at the table, and the girl says, welcome, and she gives us the menus, right? So there are six people sitting.
I'm not at the table at this point.
Right.
There are six people sitting at the table, and they're dealing out the menus.
Right.
And I get mine, and it's one of those three-fold jobbers. It's in plastic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes through the first page and the second page, then open up the middle. And on the middle, I ask you not, it looks like someone has taken a variety of, like a pus. Along with maybe pimento cheese. It looks like a topographical map.
This was just perfect.
On the two inside pages, it looked like someone had taken like some cheese or something had fallen off, and then they just put the pages together. So,
I don't know. I looked at that menu when you handed it to me, and I walk over to Don, and he said, I'm really not kidding. I want you to see something.
Yes.
Because
I know you would think that like I had spilled something on it.
I really would have thought, hey, something's really wrong. And he hands me the menu, and I open this up, and I'm like, somebody has played a joke on either Don or me or both of us.
Yeah.
Because this thing could not have been painted with, like, cheese sauce better than it was. The entire menu. I don't. If this really came from a previous person eating, I mean, I don't know how they did it.
I don't want to say anything about your clientele, but
I blame children.
I was not surprised.
Maybe a child.
It was a busy day. You had a crazy busy day.
Yeah.
And,
you always blame the child.
The toddler.
But,
yeah,
you know. The childless always blame
the child. The kids
and
the strollers.
It. Yeah.
You know,
yeah, the strollers.
Made a mess.
So it was very funny when Mike came over and was able to say, hey, look at the menu.
I could not. I mean, you couldn't fake it. You couldn't. And you didn't have any food. You guys had your drinks, but you didn't have any food on the table.
Right.
So it's not like you could have done the joke on me. But I will tell you, it was. And I couldn't believe it. It looked like somebody had taken a little one of those little buckshot things, filled it with nacho cheese, and shot it into the menu.
Yeah.
Anyway, pretty funny. And also funny last night was Tom Gavin. All of Mike's friends were there.
Mm-hmm.
All of his celebrity friends were there.
Tom Gavin, Dennis Murphy, and, of course, my butler.
Yes,
and Raymond Diaz.
And Robert Mailman.
Robert the Angry Mailman was there.
Right. Robert Mailman, who was there for a long time.
He was, and he was there eating quite a bit.
And Buzz, where did we run into him first? Oh, in the John.
Yeah, well, at the door as we were coming in.
And Buzz and I, we had to wait in line for the John, and as we were waiting to get our turn, we were done, we were leaving, and someone had left. They had a very enjoyable meal.
Mm-hmm.
They had left. Right as we walked in, someone had just gotten done, and that's the type of thing that, you know, you go, mm-hmm. Well, Robert. Again,
was Robert in front of you?
No, Robert.
No, he was waiting with us.
Oh, okay. As he walked in,
mm-hmm.
the guy was just leaving the stall.
Right.
And the door opened up, and Robert sees us and said, oh, Lord, what is that smell? Do you smell that?
You know, the perpetrator actually apologized to me personally for,
really?
For leaving all that behind.
Did he really?
He said he had pulled an all-nighter, whatever that means.
Oh, my God.
So
that's nasty.
Yeah.
But that's where we
what
ran
are you going to do?
That's where we ran into B.A., and then Tom was just sitting by himself, and at one point, Tom said, hey, Don, and I turned around, and he was just sitting there like a good boy.
Yeah, he's being good.
Yeah.
With his cane.
I think Rob said he yelled at him twice. I had to yell at him once.
With his cane balanced on his head.
There you go.
He said, tell Frida, look at me. Take a look at Tom. Everybody, we all just stopped and looked, and he was.
You know what I was thinking about Tom? What do you think Tom's transportation bill is every year?
Because,
I mean, Tom makes it everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere from north of Baltimore.
A lot of cans.
Down towards Richmond, Fredericksburg.
Yeah, I got yelled at by my wife for the way I treated Tom.
She doesn't know how long you've dealt with Tom.
She said, you know, he's special. I said, you have no idea.
Well, Tom has the body type that serves in a crowded room,
mm-hmm.
like it was last night, a cork.
And I also...
Literally a cork.
Yeah.
They'll literally block anyone from getting around him in any way.
Yeah. I know this. I know that if we were any place except a place you owned...
Right.
You would have been last night leading the charge.
Out the door?
For Tom to roar.
Oh, yeah.
For Tom to take his shirt off.
Yeah, I know.
All that stuff. But last night you were uptight. You had your necktie on. You were walking around looking
at him. I was uptight.
Just making sure he was okay.
You know, if you stayed a little later, you would have seen me try to get un-uptight.
How'd that go?
That went real well.
That was
an overwhelming success.
Excellent.
I was very happy with that. You know, combination of fatigue. I found myself a corner. Sat down in a corner and just enjoyed myself.
Long
but,
day.
You know, I really appreciate you guys coming out.
Thanks for having us.
It was great. And good speech, Mike.
You liked the speech?
Yeah.
I liked your speech.
I liked your greeting when you were introduced to the crowd. You gave what I like to call the pontifical greeting, which is the double hand pump, and then you added something to the choreography.
If you watch Jerry Maguire when Rod Tidwell scoring the touchdowns, mm-hmm. his wife's at home, and they're blowing kisses, you do mwah, mwah, mwah,
nice mwah. The finger.
Right?
Yeah. I was like halfway across the room from Mike. He was up on stage, and then they had the moment when they said, and now I proudly give to you.
Right.
Oh, Maras! And they pulled the,
unveiled
they pulled the thing back.
How'd that look from where your vantage point?
Look nice.
Proper drama?
Beautiful. I told you this off the radio. I'll tell you this on the radio.
Okay.
I mean this from the ticker.
All right.
You got the place. You got the Look Around Cafe. Mm-hmm. Hey, now.
Right.
You're trading on the name. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Have some of the paraphernalia from the show in there. We've been in the newspaper. Mm-hmm. We've had, and I don't mean the stuff like
with the bad stuff.
The bad stuff. We've had good articles. We've been on the front page of the USA
Maybe the
today.
Bad articles would be fun, though, you know.
We've had... Well, I think most of the bad articles about me. we've had our pictures in magazines, and we've got all that junk up in the office, and all those dumb radio awards.
Right.
You should put those on the wall, and you have all those hokey celebrity pictures like I do, like with Dolly Parton and Barry White.
I got Dolly Parton. There's one of Bob Barker. Maybe I'll do that.
You got to put it up on the wall.
I was thinking about that because
you wouldn't go into Dick Clark's place and not expect to see some American Bandstand paraphernalia.
I think so. Right. Yeah, I think I'll do it, but I'll have to get those kind of screws, you know, that they put in like in the Holiday Inn.
Right.
You saw the clientele, you know. So, it'll go out. No, it won't. Maybe I'll do that. You missed that. Later when I was feeling a little
festive.
Well, another word would be sentimental. I think it would be when I toasted the old man.
Your dad?
Yeah,
and that was
because there were bagpipers up on the stage.
Oh,
playing Amazing Grace.
Wow.
Okay.
That was you would have been, that the look you just gave me now, you would have given the same look. It was
hey, how are you? Yo, no, never.
I'm just glad everybody had a good time, and I apologize to Joe.
Sam, were you there last night?
Yes. Have I reached O'Mara's Pub's customer service hotline?
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
Not only could I get any ice, but you ran out of glasses. I got a plastic cup.
Oh, well, that was the game plan, sir. We had that many people. We planned on having plastic cups.
St. Patrick's
Day. St. Patrick's Day. You want glasses? Come on a regular.
How was the ice crisis?
Ice crisis was fixed. I was told before it was fixed before we went on the air yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was told that they were really happy that I mentioned that about the ice on the show. That like everybody coming in was saying, "Where's the ice?" And I want extra ice.
Robert the Angry Mailman brought ice with him. I understand he arrived at the restaurant.
He told me that his entire back of his van loaded with ice. He had gone to 7-Eleven and bought you bags of ice.
Very nice of him to do that.
Sure was.
I appreciate that.
Good old BM, Bobby Mailman. Hello, Fred.
Yeah.
Fred, hi.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Just want to say I love the show.
Now, Mike, I got to tell you, that right now we've got up on the screen four calls that all say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You were the first, though. Go ahead.
He bailed.
I believe he hung
depression.
Up.
All right, then let's go to the person who was waiting second longest with the same request. Lenny.
Yes. I would like to put in for Joe's meal. I'll be Joe. I'll wear a shirt that says Joe. You can treat me like Joe.
This is how bad people want to be entertained. They're dying to be entertained and dying to,
Absolutely.
This is the Joe fan, I think.
I think perhaps a tribute in the near future to Joe. Joe Artinger Knight.
Uh-huh.
But no, don't you want Joe's food?
Yes, absolutely. I want Joe's.
There was four people. All of them are calling saying that
if Joe's not going to take the free
meal. And I'm glad it's at O'Mara's or Hank's, but quite honestly, I wouldn't care where it was, and I got the free meal.
See, all these, you got a bunch of people who just want, you offered Joe a free meal,
right?
Then he didn't take it. All of a sudden, the line started ringing with people saying they want the free meal.
Okay, well, we'll let Joe handle that.
Good luck,
Joe.
Thank you.
He'd be happy to.
That's the impromptu strategy right there.
Good luck.
Of course, Joe, get me back by going, sure, just go up there and ask for me. I'm almost home.
Forget it. I'm halfway home. Forget it.
I am a visionary.
Yeah.
Forget it. I'm not coming back either. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you.
A great night.
Yeah. And thank you guys for making it happen.
We got a break. We'll be right back. It would be so great if the friggin' equipment worked one time.
Yeah.
You understand? Here's the radio. He's a radio. Hey, Zach!
I will trade you that machine for an ice machine.
When you are going to a commercial set, and you're trying to get momentum, you get a funny line, you say, we'll be right back, you hit the button, you expect the goddamn piece of infinity crap to go, bum, 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 bum. This is the Don and Mike show.
It's not too much to ask.
What you expect.
It is not too much to ask.
Jesus. Jesus! Where are you? I need you!
We all do.
I don't have a restaurant to run, just a radio show. And all I ask is make the friggin' buttons work!
All right, let's see if there is a God. I have one question.
Yeah.
Is Wendell working today?
We'll be right back.
See?
Is the Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
Right. Oh, bid by president.
The Don and Mike Show.
There he is, right there, 24. WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, pull over. I gotta use the jar.
Why don't you go when we drop Spence off?
I didn't have to go then. Excuse me for not having a prostate!
All right, Dad, there's a Dairy Queen. Go knock yourself out.
Okay, FIP, anyone want a soft serve?
The Don and Mike Show.
When in Los Angeles, they dine at Vivian's.
Uh-huh.
Don and Mike.
See, it's funny how that works out. That was a clip from Lisa Remedy's TV show.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that the very next bumper thing was going to be for Lisa Remedy's restaurant. You have that in common now with Lisa Remedy from King and Queen.
Mine's better.
You'll get one a chime time for that, Mike. Amen.
Right.
Hold on. Speaking of chime time. Let me just do something on the down low here for one moment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're having a little fun today.
Okay.
They were going to pick a radio station that they were going to come and broadcast from for a day.
Yeah.
They picked the wrong one.
Or the right one for us.
Yeah.
Okay, here's...
Skinner, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, so he's playing another record. Gosh. Hold on, get this guy ready.
He's ready.
Yeah. Okay. Let me know over there. You'll figure out what I'm talking about here in a sec.
We're doing something a little secretive here.
Mm-hmm. Cool. But you'll find out in just a minute. You'll like it. Here is... okay, it's time... Every radio show has a quack on the day after St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, we try.
To tell you that he's got a hangover cure. Mm-hmm. And here's ours this year. And he comes direct from Talk and Talent Booking Agency. Dennis Harris. Dr. Dennis Harris. Hey, doctor.
Hey, so I'm your resident quack, huh?
Yes. Hi, sir.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people that...
That'll be Dr. Quack to you, please.
Dr. Quack. Would you like to go as Dr. Quack?
That's a no.
The hangover doc.
So listen, you're a snake oil salesman. You're a carny. what is it?
No, I haven't sunk that low yet.
Right. Now, which would be lower, snake oil salesman or carny?
Oh, no. I thought you said attorney.
No. That is. But if you had to pick one, a moniker to live with on this show at least,
right.
Would you rather be known as a
snake oil salesman or a carny?
Or a carny.
No. The hangover doc.
No. You've got to be the snake oil, the salesman, or the carny.
If it was me, and I can give you a little help here, doc, I would pick snake oil salesman.
Well, that sounds all right.
And if it was me,
that's a little higher up the food chain. I think
so.
But if it was me, I'd say to you know what rolls off my tongue? Doc Carney. That's a great name. This is Dr. Carney.
Dr. Carney.
Yeah. I like
Dr. Carney. All right. So, well, you pick, Doc. Which do you like?
No, I'll go with yours.
Dr. Carney.
Dr. Carney. All right, we're talking to Dr. Dennis Carney. There's only one real cure for a hangover.
Yes.
And what is it?
No, I mean, I don't want to tell you the real cure. The real cure, of course, is don't drink, but we're not going to go there.
What about splitting headaches, nausea, dry mouth, and the never-ending stomach churning?
Yes, keep going. That's good. How about shakiness? How about not being able to put two thoughts together?
I'm not familiar with any of these symptoms.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It must be something you read about, right?
How many years have you been selling your products, doctor?
This
Dr. Carney?
Product about 2 years.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We've had about 50,000.
How many are you supposed to...
Hold on there, Doc. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay. Sorry, Doc.
That's all right.
Doc, I was fully prepared.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to bust your chops here, but I was fully prepared
to
knock back your little pills here.
Yeah.
My friend Mike had a big... Oh, hold on a second. Excuse me.
Are they on?
94.7
The Arrow.
From classic rock, A to Z.
Simon and Garfunkel.
That's a good classic rock.
I'm listening in on something there. Sorry, Doc.
Yeah.
Okay. They're rocking.
Just want to hear what they're doing. See, there's another radio station that's next door, and what we're going to do from time to time, just listen to hear what they're doing. It's a competing radio station owned by our same company, and for whatever reason today, they're having their studios refurbished, They're in our building.
Yes.
So we're going to listen to them and see, you know, how great radio is truly done. Because we're here, you know, we fill the 4 hours talking.
We do.
They fill the 4 hours by playing computer-selected music and reading index cards.
They do, and a very interesting selection of music.
And we're convinced that that's the route to go.
Mm-hmm.
We're convinced in this new climate that reading liner cards and playing music that's picked by computer is right. The route to go. It's
absolutely.
The safe route. The FCC.
It's a safe route to good ratings and quality entertainment.
So, Dr. Carney.
Can I ask him about my problem?
Dr. Carney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Mike opened a restaurant and last night partied a little bit.
And I was fully prepared to knock back a couple of these pills, Doc, but it's about your packaging.
Yeah.
I mean, on the inside here, it looks like some of the stuff that's in the capsules has gotten out. Do you have a copy? Do you have one?
No, but I can see it from here.
It looks dirty.
Don't forget that Buzz is like having a full-time pharmacist on the show. And look at his eagle vision.
I would ask you, Buzz, I mean,
all the way in the studio across the room, Buzz has got the CSI eye, or he goes, I know there's powder in there.
The gel cap shells have cracked or something, and some of the powder has leaked out.
Did it really?
Yeah, it looks that way.
See, that happened in the mailing. In the over to you.
Doc, I mean, this is your promotional stuff. It shouldn't happen.
Hey, you know, I'm not the one that ships it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, hey, Doc Carney, hold on. Doesn't the buck stop with you?
No, not in this case. The buck stops at our wonderful postal service.
I was really ready to knock one of these back.
They probably marked fragile on it, so...
Now you're blaming the United States Post Office.
Then they could step on it. Yeah.
Dr. Carney, why are you my savior?
Oh, hey, I couldn't take it anyway, because it says take two capsules with water before the alcohol consumption. So,
it really is... Yeah, hangover defense is really neat. It really is easy.
That would have been... You should have taken about this time yesterday.
So it's a preventative.
Then you would be fine.
It's a preventative. No question, because... You know, there are literally hundreds of different hangover remedies, and once you get all the symptoms, they just don't work.
What is this, the boxer?
Yes.
Why are they playing the boxer?
Because Muhammad Ali's picking the music today. They play that.
I want to hear.
Play that one.
See
that?
Phone call.
Play that one. Yeah, anyway, Dr. Carney, I'm sorry. As I mentioned, we're doing a monitor of another radio station while we're on the air.
Please understand our short attention spans.
So what is it you like to plug? You got a website or something you want to get out there?
Sure, we've got a phone number.
A phone number, sure.
People can find out about the product. It's Hangover Defense.
Now, is this how I can get the Bobby Bonds steroids, the Barry Bonds steroids? I'm sorry, it's a Barry, not Bobby. Barry, which Bonds?
Barry Bonds.
Bobby Bonds is dead.
Bobby Bonds is his father, another accomplished baseball player.
Right, who was, I don't think, on the juice.
And Gary U.S. Bonds never touched the stuff.
But Gary Sheffield did. And so did Jason Giambi.
So you're telling
two
me...
Two prominent New York Yankees.
So you're telling me... See, here's what I'm looking for, is steroids. And Mike, there's no steroid use among the Boston Red Sox.
None whatsoever, Don.
No.
Prove it.
And no steroids in Hangover Defense.
If that's the case, count me out.
I read the ingredients. They're all really nice ingredients. It's the formula.
What, is it Andro? Do you have Andro? Are you peddling Andro?
Nope.
No Andro.
Wrong deal.
No Andro.
I believe he's exhausted already.
He thinks
the doctor's energy level has gone down.
No, my energy level is wonderful.
I hope so. Are you a big drinker, Doc?
I'm not a big drinker, but I...
Hold on a second. I want to hear what they're doing here. Hold on.
How do you rock out of that?
God, did you play the label? How many people are listening to this right now and have just driven their cars off the road?
Do the break.
It's just a chance to critique some on-air Infinity Broadcasting synergy here. God, back when I played records, this is one I faded out like a 303, and the label says 505, and it ends cold. So here it is right here. But listeners of my show would never hear this part.
You be chatting.
Let's see what this guy. Are you, Doc, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Hang on. Music for suicides.
Here we go. Let's hear. I just want to hear what the guy's doing.
I'm going to tell you something. Classic Rock 94.7 The Arrow. Maryland beats UTEP 86-83. They must feel like they're in paradise in Denver.
Oh, no. No, he missed it. Yeah. You missed it. You got to tell me you were doing it. It's too funny. Dude.
Tom did a bolt. As soon as he went in the break, Tom ran down the hallway.
The guy is one room away.
And the break was too quick.
All right, listen, I tell you what, dude, you keep doing that.
They don't talk that long.
You keep doing those five-second breaks. I'll catch you. I'll catch you.
It's all about less talk, more on.
Doctor, let me explain what happened there. You see, we're right next door. They've never used these facilities. They're borrowing them today, so Dom was trying to run in during the other radio station's commercial break when the DJ was talking and try to scream at him on his radio station.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that would be fun.
Isn't that great? You know what make it great? It would be some steroids, but you have no steroids. He doesn't have any
steroids.
You're worthless to me. As a matter of fact, I'm having a psychological flip out right now because I need my juice. I need my Andro. Jesus.
Wow.
All right, Carney. So you got a hangover cure. And
a preventative.
And it's available.
You know, it's not a cure. It's you have to take it before.
You take it. You take two capsules before you go out. You take two when you get home.
What would you say?
I don't care what you've been drinking in the meantime. You're going to wake up. You'll fine.
Wow. Seriously, and I will ask you. I will because really deep down, I do care about this interview. I will ask you.
Do you
really believe in this product, Doc? I mean, does this work?
Mikey's Dr.
Hey,
Carney.
Let me tell you, this product is absolutely 100% guaranteed. If anybody buys it and they get a hangover, they send it back, they get all their money back.
You know, I hear this all the time with you, Carneys.
We've now had over 50,000 people use the product. We have had four people only.
Doctor, I'll tell you, I got burned with the product. I got burned with the product a while back, and I don't mind telling anybody what it was. It was promoted by a bunch of has-been television celebrities, and it was called Airborne.
Hey, you finally came around. On that,
and
Mike.
Airborne, I got sick twice. I got two of the worst colds I've ever gotten, and I was taking this stuff like it was going out of style. But you know what? I can prove your product. Does it come in like a bottle?
Yeah, it does. It comes in a bottle of 50 capsules. It's not expensive.
All right, send me a free bottle, and I will give you an honest test drive of it. And
all right.
I'll tell you what else got me with the guys of your ilk. That I called one of the carny things that I saw on TV, and it was that thing. If you have a ding in your car, it's the paint that matches no matter what the thing. So I got it, and it looked like I'm putting model the airplane paint on my
car. You've done that before, though.
It looked awful.
You have put super glue on your car.
Well, that was super glue, not paint. So anyway, it and the same thing, money back guarantee. Right. I send it back. I never get a dime.
Really?
Never get a dime. And it's one of those things that, you know, a couple of months ago, and you go, forget it.
Well, I will test drive this product.
All right.
There's nobody
you
more
have
qualified.
Samples of the product?
I do, but they were the dirty ones that were sent in the mail. I'd rather have the clean ones.
What would you say to anyone who was vomiting last night? What would you say to those people who are sick today who don't have your product?
Hey, they better call in and get it.
Oh, come on. Give them some real help. Give them some real help.
Don, I would say get yourself into a rehab
center.
Dr. Harris?
Hey,
isn't it true that a hangover is simply dehydration?
Call our number to get this.
What?
They need to call our toll-free number to get this.
He didn't get his toll-free number.
What is the toll-free number?
It's 1-888.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
All right.
Hold on.
Rock song.
Yeah.
Ending.
Rock song is almost ending. What was that number again?
888.
Okay, and those operators...
I'm not going to give it to you.
He's mad. He's mad now.
Oh, don't be mad. Come on, we're just having some fun here. Hold on, let's see what he does.
Hang on.
Don's going to try to run in there again.
All right,
ready?
Segway. I meant to segue.
Classic Rock 94.7 here on Steve Day. Protecting the...
You're not going to make it.
Bobby's on vacation. Coming up after the break, the lead singer of our next Hall of Fame rock and roll group. Thank you. And... What's your genetic say?
Medication.
How was that?
Don and Mike. He said Don and Mike. He said something about take medication. But it was in the background. We could hear you. Do we have it on tape?
We got it.
Yeah.
Sure. You got an air chug like
it's that. Very faint, Don, but you can hear you in the background when he
he's still rapping over tunes.
It was successful.
Where you got it, Robbie? Where's it come up? CD1?
It'll come up on...
Hold on. Are you still there, Carney?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Hold on a second. Hold on. You've been a good Carney. You'll get a nice plug at the end of this. Will you hold on a second, please? Well, what is your phone number, Doctor?
It is 1-888-261.
Great.
Perfect.
You want to give that one more time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead. I got all the time in the world.
There you go. It's 1-888-261. product has saved my fanny a bunch.
Fantastic. And now that I've given you the plug, hold on. Let me play what just happened on the other radio.
Here it is. Very faint.
Instant replay here.
I do, but they were the dirty ones that were sent in the mail. I'd rather have the stuff into a rehab.
Dr. Harris.
Let's see what he does.
Hang on.
Don's going to try to run in there again.
I meant to segue.
Classic Rock 94.7 here on Steve Day. Protecting the...
He's not going to make it.
Bodies on vacation. Coming up after the break, the lead singer of our next Hall of Fame rock and roll group.
Thank you. See, it wasn't as loud. I mean, I screamed at the top of my lungs. I screamed as loud as I could.
I knew you did. That's why I was laughing.
I went and said, 106.7 Rock!
It was great. It was a great moment.
Comcast Sportsnet hit the ice.
How can they do that? How can they take one radio station and put them right next to another radio station?
You know, how about those radio stations we go to when we're on the road? When they have like 20 of them in a building.
Seven or eight in the same building.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Don. We heard you loud and clear, bud.
Oh, all right, good.
that was rockable. I like that.
Rockable. Okay, it's very rockable. Man. Thank you.
Rockable?
Thank you. It's rockable.
You rock.
Doc Carney?
That's me.
And once again, you have been such a great guy to stay
really
on the
has.
Line during all of this. The hangover, a cure, there's no cure. Dr. Dennis Harris has his product, which is called...
Hangover Defense.
Hangover Defense. And to get it, you call a simple number, and the number is...
The number is 1-888-261-38.
You got it.
We guarantee.
You got it. Thanks, Doc. I bet you get a ton of calls.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Doctor.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, then.
There you go.
Sharp listeners have all but three of the 11 digits of that phone number, so it can't be too many mathematical combinations until you get it.
That's great.
There's a lot of MIT students out there trying to crack that code.
That's right.
To find out what that number is. Jesus. 800-34. Well, I almost just read it myself.
Yeah, careful.
I almost read it myself. I got a break. We'll be right back with lots more classic rock.
You even gave the wrong number just then. The limited ones you did. That's the number for the booking agency.
Oh.
Yeah. You're right.
Disregard that three, ladies and gentlemen.
You're right. Well, maybe you want to call the Talking Talent Booking Agency.
Yeah, you get chat with people, the good people like Dr. Dennis Harris.
There he is. Okay, we got a break. More rock! More rock! Get the lead out coming up next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book. And I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe, and I tried my damnedest.
Whitney Houston.
To believe in the rainbow, that I tried to get over, and I couldn't.
So what?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
At the drought, you set you free.
I am a visionary.
So you think you take another piece of me.
Broadcasting from the zone of uncertainty.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
No kidding. So, you know, I am the soothsayer. I told you.
Yeah.
It's Lea LaBelle out last night on American Idol.
And that's you said she'd be gone, right?
My only complaint.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
About Hank's Look Around Cafe. The
TVs weren't on last night.
The American Idol was not on last night.
I had four of them in the room you were in, and they weren't on.
Had to get home, and the good thing on the results show is that, well, there are parts that you want to TiVo pass, like Clay Haken.
Yeah.
You know,
anything with Ryan Seacrest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I'm finding more and more Ryan Seacrest seems to have people that are writing one-liners and gags for him.
Right.
And he can't pull it off.
Right.
And he's starting to get that false sense of security.
Yeah, where he's a little too cocky.
Yeah, and I'm positive one of these weeks, Simon is just going to bitch slap him. I'm really sure. And last night, besides, what's her name, LaBelle getting kicked off,
mm-hmm.
I love this. Simon was so mean last night.
Yeah.
But so
right on.
Yeah, well.
So just right on.
That is why he is beloved.
Mm-hmm. And if you stop to think about it, from one night to the next night, from Tuesday night to Wednesday night, on Tuesday they were saying, this is the best group of 12 we've ever had. For the whole 3 years this show has been on the air, this is the best group of 12. They got done last night, and Simon was already saying, you stink, you don't belong in this competition, you don't have a chance to get in the competition.
Right.
Go begs now, you're gone. Anyway, he's great, she's gone, and our man, the tart, is still in there.
John Peter Lewis.
John Peter Lewis remains.
John Peter Lewis.
John Peter Lewis.
He's early, America's favorite performer.
An early pick on this show. He's still in there. Mike, you know Whitney Houston. We just played a tape of her. She's in rehab.
This to me is good news. I'm glad that she's trying to get help.
Yeah. I bet you don't know this, though. Who made her go?
Well, not Bobby. He's in the joint for 60
right.
days.
Right.
Yeah.
Fat man.
Yeah, this is Bobby. Do you have that tape?
Yeah.
This is Bobby Brown. Yeah.
From years ago.
Right. I think this was when he was just post New Edition.
That's the group.
Around My Prerogative.
Yeah, and New Edition, a group that I think was on stage when you hosted that big 4th of July bash down on the mall in D.C.
Yeah. So here he is.
Hi, this is Bobby Brown.
Hi, Bobby.
Yeah. I'm chilling down here with the two fat men.
Yeah, we couldn't get him to say our name back when he was popular.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, no, it's not him, Mike, but I think you'll be pleased to know that it was Clive Davis.
Clive got her involved.
Clive Davis with his gigantic, oversized glasses and his cute little haircut.
What did he wait so long for?
Clive Davis is the man, of course, who discovered her, signed her to Arista Records.
I think that what we're going to do is have the incredible comeback to it.
A lot of people are wondering, wow, she's been in a mess for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Clive stepped in, and he said, Whitney, you're going into rehab. Whitney is one of his pet projects. He wants to fix her up and get her working and back in order.
You think he waited until Bobby was behind bars to do that?
I bet he did. If Bobby wasn't behind bars, I bet nobody could do it. Yeah.
With Clive Davis, for those who don't know, he is, how do I put this, a more masculine Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
Yes.
Who's the head of the record company he discovered, Barry Manilow.
And Mr. Burns never wore those kind of glasses where you really can't see the eyes, night or day.
And I like how Clive describes her as like an old Mustang. I'm going to fix her up and get her working.
Going to fix her up and get her working.
He says,
I hope it works, though, because I am a big fan of Whitney Houston.
Clive has pulled some tough love on her.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And told her, get clean or get out.
You think he can fix her up, then, like a Mustang?
We were just in Las Vegas, and Robbie and I discussed going to the Elvis Arama Museum.
Just discussed?
Yeah, we just discussed. Like we discussed going to the big M&M plant.
Uh-huh.
Like we discussed going to Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville.
Right.
Like we discussed going to the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum.
Sure.
But we never made it to the Elvis Arama Museum.
Hmm.
And listen to this. And this was a place that had, among other stuff, the Elvis's real blue suede shoes.
Right.
Some dudes broke in. Hey, Las Vegas is where it's happening this week. It's mm-hmm. where the sniper guy from Columbus, Ohio was caught.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you gotta love this. That there's a nationwide manhunt for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's driving the same Saturn that he drove in Ohio
right.
with the same plates. He checks into the hotel in Las Vegas and uses his real name.
Yeah, I know, idiot.
And he shows the guy the ID, and the guy finally has to, the desk clerk says, this looks like the guy that I saw on the news.
Right.
Let me check it out. He goes out to the parking lot, and he
goes to Vegas the same day.
Yeah.
They put the APB that his picture is in every major newspaper in the country.
Nobody will find me here.
Correct. So it's Las Vegas in the news, and this time, I'm sad to say, the law didn't win.
Uh-oh.
This time. It was a Sunday night heist, Mike, at the Elvis Arama Museum.
Oh, you, Elvis Arama.
We almost went there. Thieves stole up to 80% of the Elvis jewelry on display.
Oh, no.
Now, I want to tell you how they did this. I happened to see this on the news.
Damn, bracelets, Jack.
Well, what they did was they stole a tow truck and they drove it through the front door of the place.
Wow.
They then took, somebody jacked the jewelry. They took one big lead pipe.
Right.
And all of the Elvis stuff was in plexiglass boxes.
Right.
So like the Joker would do on Batman.
You just smash and grab.
They just ran around the store, smash, smash, smash,
mm-hmm.
grab, grab, grab. Oh, yeah.
Like that.
There you go. Grab it, dude. They were in the museum less than 5 minutes. They stole
Elvis's gold-plated handgun, Elvis's scarves, Elvis's bracelets, Elvis's watches, Elvis's high school ring.
Don, I understand the scarves walked out on their own.
And a ring that said, Louisiana Hayride, Elvis Presley Day, 1953.
Wow.
Also, an EP diamond pendant and chain, and a ruby shaped star ring that Elvis bought in Vegas for $75,000.
Man, I got my ruby. And if only I had seen them coming with their big truck.
And how about that? We were talking about going there.
Yeah.
We were talking about going there.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it.
And how about that, Rob? You know me, I love to steal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the closet kleptomaniac.
I wonder if you'd gone, you would have been the last ones to see this. Some of the last people to see this stuff would probably never be found.
I wonder why Rob rented that truck just before we left Sunday evening.
Hey, X-Day on the X-Ray.
I would like a lead pipe and a bagel.
Okay, and now Elvis's daughter, Lisa Marie. She is now clarifying. Remember, a couple of days ago, she got on Australian TV, and she said, oh, there's a lot of bad stuff happening with little boys when I was married to Michael Jackson.
But she said she couldn't be specific, and then she got subpoenaed, right?
Yeah, so now she says, what she said, hold on, I got the quote here somewhere. She said, I saw things I couldn't do anything about.
Yeah, she didn't say little boys, but she did say that.
And now she says, she's come out with a statement,
mm-hmm.
I was in no way referring to seeing something inappropriate with children, as I have stated publicly before. I never have. So that's Lisa Marie Presley now going back on what she said about Jacko.
Yeah, once again, justice will be served.
Yeah.
She also, incidentally, in case you want to, she was powerless during her marriage to Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
and that's real hard to figure out.
He's so scary strong.
Right, because he's so intimidating and all. Because, you know, he looks just like Forrest Whitaker. And where was it that we saw the
man,
guy?
Man, he comes downstairs, he's got, Michael Jackson's got a white beater t-shirt.
Where did we, at the fight?
Yeah.
Rob and I saw a guy. Said, look at that guy over there. Is that guy Forrest Whitaker's son or what? The guy was a dead ringer, and he had that same lazy Forrest Whitaker
eye. Kind of the dead eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And while we were in Las Vegas, now I'm just remembering stuff that I read in the Las Vegas paper.
That must be nice.
There was a thing. there was a thing about Lawrence Fishburne, who's another famous colored actor, and and here's the deal: that apparently a guy gets arrested for stealing a car, boosting a car somewhere, and as they're arresting him, he says, "I'm Lawrence Fishburne's nephew because his last name is Fishburne."
It's Fishburne.
Fishburne.
And the cops let him go.
No, the cops bring him into jail, and they end up calling Lawrence Fishburne.
Right.
And he picks the phone and he goes, "Hello." And they go, "Hey, we've got your nephew, Bobby down here." And he says, "Dude, I don't have any."
What an idiot.
The guy.
What I mean, can you imagine the guy trying to, like, he's going to get away with it?
That's what he thought.
Right.
He thought, my last name is Fishburne. They pulled me over for, like, doing 75 out of 45. I'll tell them my uncle is Larry Fishburne.
I should get bail for this.
And I guess he said something like, didn't you see the Matrix or any of that other stuff?
Right.
So, Mike, American Idol?
Yes.
This is too great. I got to get a tape ready. Then we talk about my other man besides the three name boy,
John Peter Lewis.
My other man, William Hung.
What's up, my yellow brothers? Jinx in the house.
Still famous?
Listen to this. Now you know he has a record deal. I told you this.
Mm-hmm.
He got $25,000 for a record deal.
Mm-hmm.
This is a true story. There is a TV show. Maybe you've seen this show, Extreme Makeover.
Yes.
Oh yeah, okay? Very very popular.
Yeah.
What they want to do is they want to give him free teeth, because he's got
horrible,
like,
teeth.
Oh, yeah. They look like the Goofy Toofy.
Talk to me, tell me your name. You blow me off like it's all the same. You lit it fierce and I'm taking away like a bomb. Yeah, baby.
Uh-huh.
Talk
hey, Howard, there's your China.
Tell me your
thanks,
size.
Fred.
Bye, Don. You're switching sides like a Gemini.
So that's William Hung.
Yeah. And William Hung, it's the liability of the accent. That's why he's difficult. But really, more than that, it's those teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now they want to fix the teeth.
Most people's teeth go up and down.
His go straight out like a diving board.
Go out, yeah.
Wow.
Like a shell.
Oh, Extreme Makeover, trying to get on this American Idol sensation, uh-huh. They're trying to give William Hung free teeth.
But he needs a lot more than that.
There have been complications.
Oh, dear.
William Hung's...
Is this surgery?
William Hung's spokesperson is his brother and his agent.
Right.
And he doesn't speak English.
Oh, dear.
Perfect. And his cell phone keeps breaking down.
Right.
There have been communication problems.
I read a feature on his brother.
Well, yeah. So, not only... Not a, yeah, Will is actually, it's not Will, it's Will.
Oh.
Oh, Will Hung.
Oh, Will.
But Well, we're both thinking the same.
Yes, of course.
Well and Will Hung.
Right.
And he is Will Hung.
Right.
He's William Hung, so he is Will Hung.
His name
is Will Hung. Will Hung, his name is Will Hung.
Coincidence?
Hello.
I don't think so.
I am Will Hung.
I don't think you can write that, Buzz. Will Hung.
So anyway, they want to give him teeth, but they can't talk to, because his manager doesn't speak English.
Well, can we help in some way?
I don't know.
Can't we be a go-between?
I don't know. I don't speak what...
Can't we find a Chinese person that can help?
Mike, we have other things to worry about.
I want to see the guy get a makeover.
Yeah. We have other things to worry about, please.
I know.
We
can't solve all the world's problems.
That's please,
right.
Please, please. Oh, William Peterson is going to be so pissed. Wow. They are making CSI NY.
You know what? I agree with him. I think I love Miami. I love Los
Angeles. However,
come on.
Hold on. The star is going to be Gary Sinise. It's a pretty good star.
Yeah.
He's a pretty big time movie star.
Well, it'll probably be very popular, but I like Miami and Vegas.
Yeah, you know all the Law and Orders are good. There's three Law and Orders. There's mm-hmm. enough to do that.
Now is he gonna be Lieutenant Dan?
Yeah, he has no legs.
But you know, really in its own little way, Rob, don't you think, as you and I watch the show occasionally, don't you think Las Vegas has a little CSI quality to it?
Yeah. Sure.
Also?
Yeah.
You know, I just think we're getting inundated with those shows, and I'd like to see something new and exciting.
Here's the thing that's gonna irritate William Peterson, is not only are they coming out with more CSI shows, they're now coming out with a CSI board game. If he thought it was a franchise before and didn't like it, he's going to hate this.
I told you I saw him being interviewed on some channel, standing mm-hmm. there, stroking his beard like he's a professor, and he was going on and on about how you can't have the show in Miami, and you can't have a CSI New York, and then, oh yes, incidentally, he's there to promote the CSI video game.
And I must get back.
That's got his voice on.
And then he said, I must get down to the Mandalay Bay pool to talk to my friend Don and tickle his feet.
That guy, Tim G, kind of did look like William Peterson.
I swear to God, he did.
Tim G from Peoria, Illinois.
Hi, Tim.
Kevin Smith. I love this. Kevin Smith, yesterday, we reported my favorite writer of movies, Kevin Smith.
Distancing himself from all the projects.
From Jersey Girl.
Yeah.
Now he's so totally off this. He is at a press conference yesterday for Jersey Girl where he announces that he's ready to get an actor to play the Green Hornet.
Okay.
He's there to promote Jersey Girl,
right.
But he is so sure at this point that Jersey Girl is going to be a flop.
But he's trying to cover his tracks.
He says, while all of the stuff behind him says Jersey Girl has got all the, you know, those backdrops that they have, mm-hmm. he said, I'd like to take this opportunity to announce I am making the Green Hornet,
mm-hmm.
and I am looking for an actor to play the Green Hornet.
Do you know one of the unsung stories of Hollywood, one of the underreported stories in Hollywood? You hear about the Martin Scorsese's and the Steven Spielberg's. One of the untold stories is that directors are under an amazing amount of pressure, and there are a lot of directors out there that, you know, as far as having a flop if you're a Ben Affleck is one thing, having a couple of flops if you're a director, that phone ain't going to ring.
And here's the thing,
it's very dangerous for these guys.
With Kevin Smith, he's the guy who, that, at least in my opinion, he's made, you know, what was it, Chasing Amy? Mm-hmm. That's his. And
right.
He's got the Clerks.
Right.
That's it. He's got like four or five great ones. And now this one, what else?
Mallrats.
Dogma. Is fantastic.
All of those,
Dogma. Now he's got this thing. So at least he's saying, listen, Jersey Girl stinks, but when do you see what I do with the Green Hornet? Because he loves comic book characters.
He's into comic books.
He's into comics. Let me see. He also says about Jersey Girl. Hold on a second. His only quote about Jersey Girl is
Jackie Chan going to be in the Green Hornet?
No, there's no talk about who's going to be. I think William Hung is the choice to play Kato.
I'd like to see Will.
Choice to play Kato. There's a whole thing about Jersey Girl. All he does is talk about a Green Hornet.
Distraction.
There's an actress, Mike, who's dead, and I know that the name will mean nothing. Mercedes McCambridge.
I know exactly who she is.
Mm-hmm. Who is she?
She's a character actress that played a lot of quirky roles.
What is she most famous for? Because I did not know this.
She is most famous for being the voice of... of the Exorcist girl.
There you go.
And she was
there
a very
go. Good call. Good
very
call.
Quirky. Yeah. Yeah.
Good pull.
Not bad, huh?
That's good.
And you know that's real. That's not. That came out of my brain.
I know. Mike doesn't know this stuff.
Wow. Yes.
The raspy voice. Your mother sews socks in hell.
Yeah,
I'm the demon possessed girl of the Exorcist is dead.
We're all in here, Father Karras. Father Karras, we're all in here.
That was her.
Very spooky.
You're a mean, tipsy, powerful, rotten egg girl.
that is a quote. Oh, that's a quote that she laid on Joan Crawford in 1954.
Mm-hmm.
When speaking about Joan Crawford, she said, "She's a mean, tipsy, powerful, rotten egg lady."
Well, she had good judge of character, I probably.
So yeah. She's a. She's dead.
Yes,
she's dead.
She must have been 120.
Do you care about that? Oh, and this American Idol thing, the ratings are just unfreaking believable. Mm-hmm. When you consider the show that was on Tuesday night that had the 12,
mm-hmm.
it got its rating, its audience was bigger than NBC, CBS,
right.
and ABC. Combined.
Wow.
American Idol had more viewers than all of the other shows, all of them added up together.
You know, and it's just the formula, because and I think it's going to continue for season after season. I really think that show can last for a long
there's
time.
There's nothing new to it. It was right. Fox's biggest Tuesday night
ever.
In the history of the network.
27 wow. million people, I think, watched
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And
by the one.
Ryan Seacrest had a little bit of a problem that night as well. The teleprompter wasn't working when the show started, and he was whining to Entertainment Tonight about how he actually had to start the show by ad-libbing.
Oh.
Which he calls the most dramatic moment of the show.
Oh, God. What a tool. Yeah. Don't you think that guy's writing jokes for him?
And like any weak-minded individual, he is believing his press, yeah. which is oh, so yeah. much fun to watch. Watch as the ego progresses. Watch as you hear stories about Ryan Seacrest as he takes a trip into Lake Mead.
Did you watch Letterman last night, Buzz?
No, I've seen still photos from what happened.
Okay, Courtney Love yesterday. Here's the deal. First, she tapes the Letterman show. Mm-hmm. This is how the day starts. The Letterman tapes the show like at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
She has her back to the camera while she lifts her shirt to show her boobs to Letterman as she's entering.
A la Drew Barrymore?
No. Before the desk, when she's walking out, mm-hmm. when they say, "Here she is, Courtney Love," and they're playing, yeah, da, 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 da. She walks out as she's walking out past Paul Schaefer, turns to Letterman, goes, "Hey, what do you think of these?" And goes ahead and gives him a couple of shots.
Really?
Now they pixelated this. Then she goes out after the show, after showing Letterman her boobs.
Mm-hmm.
She goes out and she throws a microphone stand. She's in the Village.
Mm-hmm.
She's up on stage, throws a microphone stand, hits a guy in the head. They take the guy to the hospital.
Oh, no.
And have him charge Courtney Love with reckless endangerment and third-degree assault.
Yeah. Wow.
What a day.
She had a busy evening.
Big day for Courtney.
And don't forget, she's got another a felony case that's been postponed. Letterman asked her about that. Letterman says, here's the transcript. Can I ask you about the court case? Yeah, but I'm not supposed to. Then Letterman says, were there drugs involved? And Courtney Love says, just one expired Percocet and one Ambien.
Oh, God.
And then she says to him at the end of the segment, do you think I'm, like, wacky and stuff? And Letterman says, are you wacky? And she says, okay, I am, but, like, is that against the law? So I've not seen it. I'm only reading the transcript.
Oh,
and
it,
I've only, like,
it.
Buzz. I've only seen the still pictures of her walking out. She must have just been, you know, out of her mind, doing the show last night.
Mm-hmm.
Then she gets done doing the show, goes out on the town, gets up in some stage in the Village, clunks the guy in the head, boom, arrested.
What is it about Letterman that brings that out in the Farrah Fawcett's and the Drew Barrymore's?
I don't know.
Loves?
I don't know, but that's a good magnet for ratings.
That's
Courtney
terrific.
Love.
Yeah.
One more thing here. The Passion of the Christ. Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ. And did you read today he stands to make like $600 million
yeah.
himself
never
from this movie?
Again. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People relate to Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ. There's a guy, Mike, have you ever heard of Heartland, Maine?
Heartland, Maine? I have not.
Okay, well, in Heartland, Maine, a guy really believed in this movie.
H-E-A-R-T-L-A-N-D?
H-A-R-T-L-A, Gary
Heartland. Heartland, okay. All right.
So, he goes to see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
This Nimrod really gets into it.
Right.
And what he wants to do is
he's going to crucify himself.
Oh.
So he makes...
You knew this was going to happen.
He makes a cross.
Right.
He hammers the first nail into his left hand. Then he calls 911, not because he's hammered the nail into his first hand, but because he can't nail the other other hand.
Wow.
He come down with something.
Hello, how are you? Yeah, I was trying to be like Jesus and nail myself to the cross. I got one hand done, and I'm SOL. Can you come over to the house?
So the guy is trying to nail himself to a cross. He calls 911 and says, hey, I'm trying to nail myself to the cross. I just realized I got one hand in. Mm-hmm. I can't get the other nail in the other hand.
Sir, you wouldn't have succeeded in that even if you used a nail gun.
And welcome to America.
Yeah.
No charges filed.
Really, it's ridiculous.
Yet Bobby Brown is in jail.
Yeah. Hey, even if he succeeds in nailing himself to the cross, how's he going to get himself up in the air?
Where's the there? Phone scan now. Let's take your live calls on any topic. Our number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Canada, 800-636-1067. And D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. Maybe we're on in Heartland, Maine.
If Heartland is near Portland, it might be true. But it sounds to me like it might be where the mooses live.
Anyway. That's the phone number. Oh, and the last thing that I have. This is now the second week this story has made the news. Actually, it's not making the news because nobody's reporting it.
That's why you're
except
bringing
me,
it.
Me, yes. Chubby Checker is upset. Oh,
no. Why?
Oh. I am on a limited rotation.
That is a fine Chubby Checker impression.
Come on, baby. Let's do the thrust.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is another one to add to the repertoire.
I am on limited rotation. I have been for 44 years. I'm struggling to get 1,000 people to see me. If the radio played my song as much as they play Twist and Shout by the Beatles, mm-hmm. I could sell out. Nobody will see Chubby Checker because no radio plays Chubby Checker.
Well, I think we have to play Chubby Checker now.
By 2018, people will think the Beatles did the twist, not Chubby Checker.
He's right.
I agree.
And let me point out, he's also very guilty of speaking of himself in third person.
Oh, I don't see anything wrong
and,
with that.
And Chubby, just if you're listening, Chubster, we covered it here on the Don and Mike Show.
And there's also that one other problem with him.
Which is?
He weighs about 85 pounds now. And you just aren't going to fill the halls when you're Chubby Checker.
I'm not so chubby. I'm not so chubby. It was free love. Free love back then. I went to a glory hole. Come on, baby. This is Skinny Checker.
We got a break. We'll be right back with the phone scan.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, calling the Vatican.
Hello. This is the Vatican.
The Pope has to say.
All right.
Let's just talk about that movie.
The recorded message you're about to hear is brought to you by Vatican Radio, the Pope's radio.
Long distance here.
Hi, this is Pearl Calhoun, resident. Please leave a message and we will get back with you as soon as possible. For the meantime, enjoy this song and may God bless you real good.
Don and Mike Show.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
I would like to become a radio and a desk jockey.
Profoundly normal. Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
Right. Well, it's phone scan now. It's a phone scan now.
How long have you been in country?
I know Full Metal Jack.
Always.
Full Metal Joker?
Yes.
Joker?
Yeah, that's great.
Let's dive into your calls. At 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. Canada, 800-636-1067, Washington, D.C. Our home station, WJFK, 1067. All right, call 202-432-1067. Here we go, phone scan. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, great. You guys rock.
Right on.
You guys rock big time.
You're goddamn right we do.
Where is Rob?
He's back there.
Is he over there?
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be wanting to talk to you.
He's over there. What do you need with Robbie?
Oh, Robbie rocks. I love him.
Oh, Robbie, wow. He's showing you the Kwan. You don't get that a lot.
Thank you.
He said right, thank
there
you.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Rob didn't like it.
No.
Didn't like it. The guy liked you. You didn't like him, though.
He's not to be trusted.
Hello. It's not a Mike show. Hello, phone skin.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. You're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to say regarding yesterday's show that nobody could ever replace Marty, but that bit you guys did with Robbie's daughter was cute.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Julia? Yeah. Are you kidding? That's gigantic. I mean, do we have the hello lying around anywhere? The
hello?
We're going to have to isolate it. I got Julia to say it last night. Carrie was down in the car.
Oh, did you really?
Rob's kids. I went, hi, Julia. I said, heard you on the radio. Hello. Hello.
Couldn't be cuter.
Hello. Yeah, I called Rob a couple of days ago and said, you know, because it's a dicey thing where I said, listen, I got an idea.
Right.
To have Julia pick the games.
To make a decision.
It's really, you know, do you want Julia to be a...
Can we exploit your kids?
...part of the show? And for right now, it's...
Hello!
It's the greatest.
She's the cutest.
She loved it. She's the cutest. And I stand by our pick. Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Being defeated by Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm down with that.
And the funny thing for those of us that have kids and have been there with a young one.
Hello.
Rob was explaining, and it sounded seamless on the show yesterday, but the total time outlay was...
It was like 25 minutes
yeah. to get all those pictures done.
Because she kept walking away, right?
It's a three-year-old. You're not going to get a three-year-old to sit still for more than 10 minutes.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, phone yeah, skin.
I just wanted to tell you guys, you've been trying so hard. It's really paying off. The show is more enjoyable than it's been in,
of course it
I
is.
Must say, years.
What have I always been telling you people?
What have I been telling you?
What have I been saying for the last 5 years?
Well, you know, it was a decision process, right? Whether to go and, you know, keep talking about everything that's going on or just try to entertain.
And, you know, now I notice that there's more DJs. I'm reading here today about a DJ.
What have I been saying for the last 4 minutes?
There you go. This is a guy from Chicago who works on
Q101,
a man cow.
Mm-hmm.
He was fined by the FCC for some parody of Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky, sex. So he now says he's had to tone down his show.
Mm.
He says... this has been devastating. Hit music, commercials, anything sexual, I'm dumping it. The rules are not clear, but I'm not taking any chances.
There you go.
So, yeah, that's it. That's just, you know, and you know, the calls that are being made, just for people that might not know behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
it's not like there's a big bunch of suits or lawyers. I mean, I will give you the credit you deserve on this. You made this call, and you made it quickly because nobody was going to help us out and make the call as to what we're supposed to
and
do.
And now our managers and everybody, and I guess to do a statement, some of your listeners are calling, going, it's amazing you guys are doing a show without the fart jokes and the sex. And it's like, well, hey, not a problem. Just had to adapt, adjust, and now we're ready to assimilate.
Absolutely.
An entire new audience.
Yeah, resistance is futile. And if you go back and look at shows that we did before this, it's all about percentages and what we had in there and what we didn't. And it's, you know, it's not as difficult as you might think.
We're having fun.
Did I mention yesterday at the lunch with Alan, you know, after I played the game, the What Will Alan Do game?
Uh-huh.
When he sat down and he said, I can't believe, pal, how good the show is. You know, and again, just a total insult right to my face.
Oh, absolutely.
I can't believe how great it is. But, you know, you could push it a little bit. And I said, no, we're back to the same discussion that we were at before.
I'm surprised you should. You know, you should have pushed him out a window.
Okay. How many farts is okay? Well, I think one is okay. I said, well, to me, farts are like potato chips.
Right.
Yeah. I just can't have just one. I can't have just one. So either you got to let me have the whole supersized bag.
Exactly.
Screw it.
Mm-hmm.
Screw it. We'll make our dime without farts.
Amen.
We can do it. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
About Mike's Reach Around Cafe.
Yeah.
Mike's Look Around Cafe.
Yeah.
Does it have liquor in the front and a poker in the rear?
Does it, Mike?
Hello. Track this guy down.
Yeah, I'm going to come to your house. I hope you have LoJack on you. Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Hey, after your show.
Me too.
We tried to warn you.
When I did that. I told you, and I licked that toad. Boy, did I lick it.
Well, just remember, it's not about us. It's between you and the toad.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, hey, Don and Mike?
Yes.
Listen, I watched both Jay Leno and
David Letterman
the other night, and Courtney Love, she had these green green...
Oh, my God, you're killing me, sir.
Words are hard.
Courtney Love had green what?
She had the leotards on.
Okay.
A mini skirt, and she kept flipping her legs up in the air, and I swear CBS must have blacked out the middle part a couple times.
Oh, really? Her nether regions? Now, I've not seen it. It was just last night she was on Love,
yeah,
right?
I've never been with anybody that's ever referred to that as the middle part.
Well, you know, I'm trying to help you out.
I understand. You know what you were doing there, Barry? That's
being careful.
Maybe we can use that.
I would say it's the lower middle part,
the
though.
Middle part.
The middle part.
Well, you know, if you took a measuring,
really,
a yardstick.
Wouldn't the middle part be like really the belly button area?
I think it depends on the length of the leg.
South of belly button?
The center of the universe.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I mean, if somebody's 6 feet tall, I mean, we could do it. You could take a measuring tape and measure your body, see if you're 6 feet tall, and then measure the halfway mark.
I'm going to guess on the average, and we're talking about a woman here.
Uh-huh.
Let's say the average woman is, what, 5'7"? Is that an average?
5'7 would be the average,
average girl.
Beautiful woman's height, yes.
Yeah. I'm going to find me a 5'7 woman who works here and a tape measure.
And you can do it with men, too.
Yeah, but then we're homos. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yes, we
are. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, I love you guys.
Oh,
I just wanted to thank you. I just wanted to thank you because I really think if you guys weren't on the air, I probably would have killed somebody because I sit in so much traffic and you guys calm me down and make my life so much easier.
Honey? We are radio Xanax. That's what we are for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just open your mouth, massage your throat, and let the pill, let the little D pill, let the little M pill go all the way down.
So what do you? Let me ask you, what do you think? Do you think the middle part of your body is like your belly button or a little lower?
Lower.
Huh?
Never mind.
Don't trouble yourself.
So bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show. So pretty. So put it.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to tell you what they're selling here at the in Maine at the Passion of the Christ.
Where's Rob?
Rob's
going from like this.
I was wondering.
Rob's really walking around trying to find a woman who's 5'7".
Excuse me. I don't want to offend.
Anyway, what about, you're calling from Maine?
Yeah, I want to tell you what we're selling here at the Passion of the Christ, the movie theaters here. They're selling bottled holy water.
Well, you know, they're selling those nails. You can go on the website
as necklaces,
and
right.
And buy,
right.
Or you can buy a big pewter nail.
And they also have them as necklaces now, and they say that they're becoming, kind of a replacement for the traditional cross that Catholics wear. They're wearing
right.
the nail.
Right. And how dumb am I that the only reason I know what pewter is, is that about 5 years ago, Tampa Bay added pewter to their uniforms. Hence, pewter power.
Pewter power.
Football's
pewter
education.
Pewter power. Isn't that right, Julia?
No.
And pewter in the ye old times, colonial times, you drank your grog, your ale, out of a pewter mug.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to say that it was great that Kathy Lee's BWAC got the kids on the show.
Right. I asked her to. I asked Kathy Lee to get her kids on the show. You dumbass.
You and your barbs.
Wasted on you. Wasted on you.
What?
Great guy.
I mean, it's just fun. It's fun. Oh, and it's adorable.
And Don and Mike. Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Calling from Canada. Listen, I have a slew little point on the woman.
Oh, hold on. You're calling from Canada. That's the wrong thing to say because we said hello, 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 hello.
No response.
Hello.
Hello. Anyways, you pull the girl in half. Her ankle's right beside her head. It's her middle point.
Okay, all right, I take back what I said.
Interesting.
Right, that was a good...
And it was simply the concept of folding a girl in half.
Yeah, that was...
Picture that for a moment.
For whatever sick, distorted reason.
Rob, because she would...
He just went by the window again.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
He's trying to find a woman who's 5'7".
Uh-huh.
And as far as folding a woman in half, let me just say, I'm not speaking from experience, that's a great way to fit her into a trunk.
That's the only way, really.
Or into a box.
Mm-hmm.
Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen.
And does he have a woman?
I told Colette to meet me here.
I saw her go by.
She's roughly 5'7". She's
roughly 5'7", okay.
I have a tape measure.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Colette, you're within the sound of my voice.
Hello, Don and Mike.
My boy is my boy.
My boy, my boy.
I had a quick question for Rob.
Yeah, go ahead.
Rob, when are those Elvis items going to be up for sale on eBay?
You're funny. Go away.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hola.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Right.
Yes, love you guys. Hey, I had a question, and I'll keep it clean, if I can, about the sex quiz.
Sex quiz is gone, my friend. Deal with it. Joining us now is Colette Harris, our wonderful receptionist. Hi, Colette.
Hi.
Hi, Colette. Hi, Colette. How's the radio working out
wonderful.
For you?
I love it.
You like your Bose radio?
Yes, I do.
All right, now, how
good.
Tall is Colette? I'm going to guess she's about 5'7 and a half, Robbie.
You know, Colette, you said you weren't 5'7, but you are.
No, you asked me if I was 5'9.
No, I said 5'7.
How tall is she, Robbie?
She's about 5'6", 5'7.
Oh, 5'6", 5'7". Okay,
well, now you divide a 5'7 and a half.
Oh, no, hold on. Here's what you do. What you ask Colette to do is simply take the tape.
Measure from the floor up to the center.
Now, Don's going to get involved in this. We're going to see what's going to happen.
Here's what you do.
Yeah.
You just go like this. You take the tape measure. Hi, Colette. Hi.
Is that Wendell?
Hi, baby.
Hi.
You go like this.
I swear to God, I didn't recognize
you. I've worked long enough with Colette that I could say I am... Right here. 38 from the bottom. 38 inches from the bottom.
Because halfway would be 33 and a half.
So the belly button is the middle point.
No, halfway would be way... Oh, hold on a second.
Huh?
33.
Mike, 33 is right.
33 is the nether region.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
It is right down at Colette's area, of which we no longer speak on the show.
You really should buy her a drink now.
Drinks for Colette. So that's
well,
it. So that
not
is the,
quite the middle, then.
Right. Yeah. I'll never wash these hands again.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, we were there with a tape measure from the floor to...
I know it's talking about something on another show, but did you see Smoot Hall?
No.
Did you see him when he walked by?
Did he have his Ron and Fez makeover? Yeah, how did he look?
He looked really different.
Didn't recognize him.
Colette's not recognize him when he was out there.
Oh, that's a bit flushed.
You. Did they do a psychological makeover?
No.
Okay. Hello.
Same old Wendell.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Phone scan.
Hi there. Phone scan.
Phone scan.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I could have told you guys the middle was the nether regions.
How so?
You're wrong.
Hold on. How many inches is 5 feet, 7 inches? How many 67. Inches?
67.
67?
So 33 roughly.
30, it's 33, so yeah, it's about half.
It's the nether region.
It is, at least on Colette, a woman who's 5'7", it is the exact middle.
And now how could you have told us that you would have known that already?
Well, it's a matter of measuring, but I didn't convert from metric to the...
Are you another Canadian caller?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No.
Always convert to metric before calling.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Speak American. Do it in inches, not in kilobongs, whatever you do.
Do they weigh in like stone? How are you? 9 stone
not
or something
like kilograms,
that.
Yeah,
grams.
Pay attention to what they're doing because the attack is coming.
All I know is that when I watch NFL Europe, it drives me nuts because they'll say, here's the so-and-so from the Tampa Bay Bucks, but the graphic they have says, like his weight on Mars. It says, 787. And I look at that and I go, he's kind of lanky.
Right.
It's like maybe 185 soaking wet. Yeah. Tall wide receiver. Says he weighs 787. What, on Mars?
Well, they're all out to get us.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don. Hello, yeah. Don.
It's easy to see where this middle part is because it's not just where the legs stop and the middle section starts. Or the belly button, it's a whole area. It's got to fill somewhere.
Well, we have noted biologist on the show right now.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hi, phone scan.
Hey, Mike, with your fondness and vein and your success of your Look Around Cafe, any chance of a second location up here in Portland?
Hey, yes.
Look Around Cafe.
Actually, we are in the works. It's not going to be the same name. It's going to be Uncle Skippy's Lobster House.
There you go.
Yeah, very excited about that.
Don and Mike show. Named after another beloved member of your family.
Absolutely.
If you could work that in. Well, it was my Uncle Skippy's dream.
Uncle Skippy's dream always to eat his lobsters outside.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Last call. That's the warning. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, what did you all drink last night at O'Mara's?
I had vodka.
Vodka, here.
Buzz had vodka. Mm-hmm. My wife had water.
Y'all didn't drink any wine?
What?
No. Hold on, you're going somewhere like with a joke?
Probably.
Or?
No, not at all. I'm just asking a question.
No, I got some intel on your drinks today, though. Because I talked to the bartender that was, you guys got a very, very generous pour.
Yeah, mine was extra strong.
I forgot to ask.
And
it was perfect.
I knew mine was good because at one point when the waiter came by and said, do you want another one? My wife said, No, he doesn't.
Yeah, good. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was one thing missing.
What was that?
What?
No, oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Oh, and also I found a hair.
No.
and there was a bug in the ice cube.
Just be glad you got
a hair. You found a hair in the cheese on your menu.
I found a hair, but it was an H-A-R-E. It was a live rabbit in my meal.
Anyway, hey, are you there? You're the last one.
Yes, caller. I'm still here.
Yeah, and what's your name?
My name is Steve.
Where are you from, Steve?
From Chestertown, Maryland.
Okay, here you go. Do you like Britney Spears?
Not really.
Perfect. Congratulations.
That's a good answer. Then please enjoy Orioles opening day tickets.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah, see, that's good.
Trade enough.
That's a good price. Opening night, as the Orioles battle the Red Sox, this is the official MLB opener. Oriole Park, Camden Yards, Sunday, April 4th, 8:05. Season tickets on sale now. Don't bother calling because I'm telling you, it's constantly busy at 888-848-BIRD.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Don and Mike, thank you. You guys are great.
Thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Hold on, you fool. When we come back, do we have funniness for you, Mike? Get ready, and all of our listeners get ready, because we very rarely do this at this point in the show.
Okay.
We're going to have Dude Walker on.
Oh, yay. Good.
Robbie and I have got over 60 brand new rejoiners ready.
That is fantastic.
Yeah,
I've been waiting for this for a long time.
And if you've never heard this before, Dude Walker is our voice guy. He's the guy who does these things.
Two solid men who work with their hands for ye. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And the thing that's great about Dude is he has the distinctive voice. He's got a great radio background. He's got a great instinct for radio. And he will read anything.
Yes.
He's not one of those voice guys. Like, we've had him read bad words before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
he's also a one-take guy. He's the kind of guy that can come on a live radio show instead of being in a recording session somewhere.
Yeah. And we still got Goddammit as number
two. Yeah, I went back and forth, but I thought we needed it.
Yeah, of course we need Goddammit. I still say Goddammit.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a whole bunch of these, and rather than do it behind the scenes where you can hear us going, no, do it like this or do it like this, we do it live on the air with Dude. So we'll go live to his studio satellite studio.
Yeah, he's got
to
say the GD thing. I mean, absolutely.
He does, right.
I mean, that really means you have to guarantee his place in hell.
God damn right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
George Wendt, Angela Lansbury, and comedian Justice Ario.
Good.
And now, because everybody else in show business was out of town or in rehab,
yes.
Hey now, hey now, Hank Kingsley.
Okay, good, Kingsley. Good. No, good. Your instincts are absolutely right. You mind? No. Just my opinion, but I think you want to go, you know, two notes, but you want to go up on the second note.
Kingsley.
Kind of a clarinet riff.
No,
B flat.
Kingsley.
You've got it.
Here
it is.
The Don and Mike Show. Come and call for a doctor, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Dude Walker. This is the Don and Mike Show. And I'll tell you right now.
Hold on, what did I do here?
How do I get this back to
there? You.
One, two, three. There you go. There's the nice red button. All right. Don and Mike Show heard in Burlington, Vermont right now. 96.7 WXZO. Harrisonburg, Virginia, 95.5 WZXI. Lake Tahoe, California, KTHO. And Kansas City, KCTE. I'm getting this information the best I can. Buzz, you want to tell your family.
Yes, my mother-in-law will be thrilled.
1510.
Uh-huh.
For Kansas City.
KCTE.
Almost off the dial. And the good news there in Kansas City, I've just been informed, we're not on today because they have Final Four basketball.
Well, big out that part of the world.
Yeah. So anyway, and remember, Julia Spiewak says, hold on, besides saying hello, she also says,
hello.
And then she said,
I am a visionary.
She has selected Duke.
Yes, she has selected Duke.
To beat Wake Forest. Hi to those stations, and now hi to the world's best announcer. Here is Dude Walker. Dude. Dude, hi.
Hi.
There he is.
Dude Walker.
Now, Robbie, this is
exciting, guys. I'm in prime time now.
Yeah, see, we normally do this with Dude later in the show. Now, how come I'm not getting a lot of level out of Dude here?
I don't know. Is it possible Dude could boost it on his end?
I'm getting it. Yeah, Dude, you got to turn up your level a little bit.
Want me to boost? Give me a hold on. Turn it up.
Yeah, boost it. Crank it.
Lower activate.
Here we go. Put some juice in the cans.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
How about this?
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Better.
Yeah. There you are.
Okay.
Now, Dude Walker.
Well? Okay.
Let me see. Besides, what did I was talking to? Oh, what's the guy's name? Got it. You know, brain. Joe Cipriano.
Oh, yeah, and another Q107 guy, right?
Right. When is dude, when is the Q107 reunion?
It is about a month away.
About
it's,
a Q...
in the middle of April.
Q107 was a radio station. Dude worked at that station, and I worked at the other station.
It was Dude and Doug, the morning show that they did together.
And the two stations, PGC and Q107, hated each other.
I like giving the history every time we have Dude on the show for people here in Washington, D.C. Yeah. It was Dude and Doug, Dude Walker, Doug Limerick. Doug is now still with ABC News, right?
Right.
He's for ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. You still keep in touch with him?
Sure, we're best buds, and we see each other all the time. And we'll be sort of co-hosting this reunion we're doing. It's blossomed into this wonderful thing we're going
to
have.
Well, is Sandy coming? Is Sandy coming to it?
Sandy Weaver?
Yeah,
I think so. I don't know. I have not heard back from her.
Please it's tell her I said to... tell her I said hi.
I'll do that.
I love her. She's great. She worked with us at WAVA, and
he's a pro.
And is Uncle Johnny coming?
Oh, I know he's coming.
You tell Uncle Johnny.
He was the first person to RSVP.
You tell Uncle Johnny that my message is the same to him as it was in 1979 when I was hired. I'm going to kick your ass in the radio.
And you did.
Uncle Johnny.
He wanted to do a live version of Pac-Man Fever at the reunion. You remember that thing?
Yeah.
That'll be great.
Jesus.
Anyway. Uncle Johnny and his Kiana shirts.
Uncle Johnny, I remember that Shannon flies me into town and he says, now, boy, I want you to listen to your competition.
You know, it was. Now, you were both on at what time? 6 o'clock,
six
right?
to 10.
And 6 to 10 back in those days.
Back in the day in the late 70s, early 80s. That was next to Morning Drive.
Doodle backed this up. Back then, that was a very unusual thing to have that time slot be kind of a battleground between you and Uncle Johnny, two very popular discs.
Very competitive, like 20
shows. For the young audience, you definitely had to win that nighttime slot.
And I loved it because Shannon, we got the time to just listen to this guy. And we're listening to the guy, he's going, hey, Q107, hey, I'm Uncle Johnny, have you? Call me with your request right now because I'm crazy Uncle Johnny. And Shannon said, what do you think? And I said, we'll kill him. We'll kill him like after the second show. And anyway, it worked out, and Dude was one of the good guys from Q107. Hey, Jeffrey, is Alan Burns coming to that?
Oh, sure.
Hey.
Definitely, he'll do that.
Ask him how he liked nailing my wife.
Put you two guys together. Isn't he in charge of putting you guys together?
He kind of had a hand in that, but I might as well throw that out. He's another one that Frieda dated.
Did he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know that he
actually
laid it to
sampled
her.
The forbidden fruit.
But there is a photo from one of their weekends together that is somewhere in our basement where she's standing, like doing something that I would never do. He took her out to a scenic drive where there was, foliage
and rope.
She's bound.
Duct tape.
She's bound on a rope, and she has a sign around her that says, please save me. No, it's one of those pictures where you take a girl up to the mountains and you say, pose for me.
Isn't this lovely?
And I only saw the pictures where her clothes were on.
Oh, my.
Well, it's not too bad.
Anyway, well, tell him I said hi, too.
I'll do that.
And now, dude, boy, I'm sorry, we really went down memory lane there.
Fine. It's great. It's good to... get back. A lot of these people have never heard this before because it's a whole different audience. And nice to see all these new faces in the audience.
Yeah, we're not that old, man.
So Dude is normally, when he comes on to do this, as I mentioned earlier in the show, we wanted to move it back today to give you a chance to hear him. Dude, have you read the material?
I have. It's all sanitized here.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Now, I think you'll be pleased to know there's not as much dirty stuff as there was before, but we're still trying. Now, for the first one, Mike, would you please tell Dude, as Wayne Newton, how you said non-blue?
Non-blue. Non-blue. They don't work non-blue.
Or we do work non-blue.
Yeah, we do work non-blue. We're now working non-blue.
You want me to do that nasal? I hope not.
No, you just say that. You do it the way you do it.
But okay. The pronunciation is
non-blue.
It can be all you. Okay. Just go non-blue.
Very fine. Okay. Got you. Ready? Are we rolling on that
we're rolling.
There?
We're rolling.
Here we go. Working delightfully non-blue, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let's go right into number two.
Now, even moister, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, number three, I will tell you, this is a dark one from one of the moments when we were suspended.
Okay. Pray for death, the Don and Mike Show.
I love that.
What's that say about me? I love that.
This is a good one from the news the other day. Number four.
World-class dancers, Don and Mike.
Remember those are guys that want to dance with other guys?
I like that. So far, so great. I love it.
Number five, this is from months ago, but I know you'll like it.
They are the Dean's Peanuts, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yeah, and Mike, it's perfectly okay to laugh and make noise.
Sure.
We're running dude on one of those channels where we say it doesn't matter.
One. I do enjoy that one.
Number six.
I guess they can't censor these if they don't understand them.
Right. Number six, and this one's a fact.
The number one radio show in Haiti, The Don and Mike Show.
That's a fact, even with the change in government. Still number one in Haiti.
And both factions love us.
Yeah, both sides.
Number seven, remember The Sopranos.
Like the Girl Scouts, they have changed. Don and Mike.
To me, that's funny.
It ain't rocket science.
Right, no. There you go.
This is from the show just the other day, number eight.
Noted bonesman, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Remember we had that guy who was a bonesman?
These are tidy. I like this. Mm-hmm.
This one is Rob's, and this was from, where did...
Medical information.
Number nine.
The cure for pronated foot. The Don and Mike Show.
Number 10.
Noted chubby chasers. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You bet we are.
We are. 11. And oh, so true.
Charmingly ghetto. The Don and Mike Show.
Number 12.
More entertaining than a litter of acrobats. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I didn't know that acrobats came in a litter. Yeah. I wasn't sure about that.
How they do now.
They do. We've made it our own.
Let's see. Oh, like Arnold. Okay. Mike, if you could do the... Oh, my God. If you could...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's Don and Mike.
That's a good one, dude.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Number 14. This is for infinity.
Zero tolerance for stupidity. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, we've always had that.
It doesn't
always work.
Number 15, not really true, but we're close enough. We might as well start saying it.
Now, in their 20th season, it's the Don and Mike Show.
I mean, you know, we're to that point.
Yeah, round it off.
Yeah. I was the same way when I was getting close to the 20th thing with Frida.
Uh-huh.
Once you're married, I think once I got to 15,
right.
I just started telling people 20.
Yeah. 20 sounds good.
Did I say
20 last night? Did I say 20? 20 years we've been working together.
It sounds tight
when you say that.
Mike, here's one for you in the Look Around Cafe. Number 16, and dude, lots of enthusiasm on the end of this.
Is it the Don and Mike Show? You bet.
You bet. Number 17.
Broadcasting live from downtown Dumbass, the Don and Mike Show.
True. 18.
Hey, is this a typo? Is that word supposed to be APESHAPE?
Ready to pick you up and shake you in a figure eight.
Okay, this looked like a typo. I'll put it that way. Ready to go?
Do you remember that, Mike? We talked about picking a guy up and shaking him in a figure eight. That was not even on the air.
That's like it was started out as a nonverbal with Rob.
Okay. Ready to pick you up and shake you in a figure eight. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It really is the way most, a lot of animals of prey kill their, kill their prey.
Right.
Number 19er.
Something wacky this way comes. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, now for the next one, here's what it is. It's like Seinfeld, where you go, hello! I mean, it's hello!
Well, hello!
Over the top.
La, la, la.
Hello! La, la, la. The Don and Mike Show.
That's a good one, dude. That's a good one. Really good one. Now, for this next one, we had a guy on the show, a porno director, who's talking about actresses, and he said, They're garbage cans. Thank you, Mike. That's the inflection. Would you give it to dude again, please?
They're garbage cans.
Okay. They're garbage cans, Don and Mike.
And we are. Number 22.
Let them give ye a comedy facial, Don and Mike.
Number 23 now, you just got to say the beginning like Sonny Jurgensen. Now,
right.
here's the setup. During a Washington Redskins broadcast, many times when there's a commercial break, Sonny Jurgensen, beloved broadcaster,
right.
will turn to anybody behind him and simply say, hot dog,
hot dog,
hot dog, and that's like his order, he wants a hot dog.
Ah.
So you have to say, hot dog. Like Sonny.
Like you're calling for one.
Yeah.
Right. But not really calling for one as much as just making the statement. Hot dog.
Hot dog.
The Don and Mike Show.
One more time, and Mike, you had it right. Yeah, it's not. He's not calling for it. In fact, he's doing the opposite. What he's doing is he's saying hot dog. He's like making the statement without asking or anything. It's hot dog. Like
hot
demanding.
Dog.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
The Don and Mike Show.
Try it one more time, dude.
Hot dog. The Don and Mike Show.
Very good. 24.
A colossal waste of time.
Amen.
The Don and Mike Show.
25.
Listen, rinse, repeat. The Don and Mike Show.
26.
Sanitized for your protection.
Very good.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
And it sure has been, hasn't it?
You know, 27's got to be, instead of rarely, always.
Oh, you want to say always? Okay.
We always play it, Robbie.
They always play the tard card. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
See, Robbie, what that is, they rarely play the tard card. I love playing the tard card. All right, now for this next one, you're like Joe Ardinger. This is a last-minute entry. Forget it! I'm halfway home! That's exactly how you say it.
Forget it! I'm halfway home! The Don and Mike Show.
Right, I like it when they're fresh.
Yeah. For the next one, here's a little a point of reference for you, dude.
Good heavens, no.
Did you get that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, roll it.
Oh, good heavens, no. The Don and Mike Show.
This is one for Tim G in Las Vegas.
Very good.
Come, tickle the toes of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
Number 31 is very, very true.
Words are hard for them, Don and Mike.
I like that. 32, this is again from one of the deep moments, deep thoughts.
Trying desperately to give the human spirit some credit, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And it ain't easy, brother.
33, you're going to hear the word possibly, but it should be guaranteed. But anyway, go ahead. Read it as written, please, dude.
Possibly crooked. The Don and Mike Show.
And that can mean a lot of things.
I like that.
That's one of those nice statements where you can actually jump around.
Number 34.
Be a dear and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
That's for you, Rob. Number 35, this is for Infinity Broadcasting.
Now operating with a 7-day delay. The Don and Mike Show.
Again, for Infinity Broadcasting, number 36.
Reluctantly, here's Don and Mike.
My phone rang in the middle of that. I think
hey, there you go.
I need to do that again.
All right, that's okay. And remember, this is because...
I don't know how I'm going to shut this. Let me put the phone
take the
outside.
Call. Just take the call.
Answer
it. Maybe it's Uncle Johnny.
Yeah. No, just answer it.
Hey, man, it's Uncle Johnny. You tell Don, I'll kick his ass. 20 years later.
Hello, Q107. Andy Weaver on the line, everybody. No. Where were we here? We were reluctantly, right? We didn't get that clean because I think it rang at the end of it.
Right. Let's do it one more. Reluctantly, okay. Here's Don and Mike.
Reluctantly, here's Don and Mike.
Can you do it one more way? And this one, just because I think I'll laugh more if I hear it this way. Can you do it? Reluctantly, here's Don and Mike.
Okay. Reluctantly, here's Don and Mike.
Bingo.
That's how you do it, dude. Yeah. 37.
The comedy stars of the Alan Line One Radio Funhouse, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
So nice to give him credit.
Number 38. Now, dude, this is a slogan that I came up with one day, and I think a lot of radio stations are going to steal this. So give this first part a lot of real enthusiasm.
Stay listening. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Remember one day I thought that was the great new slogan?
Yeah. Stay listening.
Stay listening.
So, it's gonna, there it is. You're going to be given all the credit for it.
39.
They are entertaining always, Don and Mike.
Yeah, right. 40.
Not yet available on DVD. It's the Don and Mike Show.
41 for Infinity.
They risk...
And this phone. Wow.
Is that a cell phone, dude?
What? No, it's not. It's actually, it's the home phone.
Hey, I've got the same thing happening.
Hold on. Where's my phone?
Don's going to... Got your older one. Who can play this game?
My phone's getting a ring, too. Are you there, dude?
Where were we now?
Here we go. We are at They Respectfully Decline.
Oh, there. That's right.
They respectfully decline. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Amen.
At 42, listen, for all of you listeners, if there's ever been one that's true, this is it.
Very good.
As you're listening to the show right now, today, is a good example today.
Proof that comedy doesn't need to be funny. The Don and Mike Show.
I love that.
That's perfect.
I'm going to put the phone outside the studio here, otherwise we may...
He's having a little problem with his phone call.
So are we. Hello.
Hello, it's the Big Voice Club.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Julia. Hi, honey. Your daddy's right here. Number 43, dude.
Okay. Oh, I don't have numbers on you, so where would you leave?
Oh, that would be the Hot and Hairy Bear Studs.
There we go.
Two Hot and Hairy Bear Studs, Don and Mike.
And next, it's Masters of the Taking Touch.
Masters of the Taking Touch, Don and Mike.
Okay, next. Wait till you hear what they done did.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bingo.
Yay. Another one about the dirt.
Broadcasting from the right side of the dirt, the Don and Mike Show.
We're alive. Now the next one, Mike, would you tell them how you say goodbye when you're Michael Jackson?
Okay.
Bye. Could you say goodbye? Goodbye. That's it.
Okay.
Goodbye, the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. That's very nice. That's a bit, you know, you're about as far on the octave register from Michael Jackson as any human being do, but it's great.
Yeah. For the next one, thanks. When you announce Bacardi Limon, here's how we'd like you to pronounce it.
Bacardi Limon.
Okay, now that's Tony, our engineer.
Bacardi Limon.
This one is a tribute to him.
Smoother than Bacardi Limon, Don and Mike.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Then we'll do you proud every time.
They will do you proud every time. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's, of course, our tribute to Loretta Lynn.
The day we were trying to figure out what the slogan is for Crisco.
They do you proud every time.
And this next one I just want to dedicate to Baltimore.
Syphilicious, the Don and Mike Show.
51.
It's the sacred time. The time for Don and Mike.
Number 52 is this for a special listener.
Keep the secret, my precious love. The Don and Mike Show.
And you know who you are. 53, Chief.
Thanks for listening, Chief. It's the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know if we fully explained that. When we were in Las Vegas last weekend...
Yes, this was, I think, born of a late evening.
The whole weekend, it was... How you doing, Chief?
Yeah, Chief. And we, at one point, I think when we were at dinner the first night in Las Vegas, the goal was to see who could say Chief to as many people as is humanly possible.
Right.
And a lot of people didn't get it, and then finally one waiter came by, and he gave it back to us. You know, thanks a lot, Chief. You're welcome, Chief.
Here you go. New Dimensions of Hatred.
Featuring New Dimensions of Hatred, the Don and Mike Show.
And for the next one, when you say tough guys, say it like Larry King. Tough guys.
Oh, yeah.
Tough guys. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Good. Number 56. This is funny.
They share common interests, Don and Mike.
The next one. You got to do it like Rick Dees. And when he got fired from Kiss FM, we played endlessly this tape of him where he said, I bet something really good is getting ready to happen to you today. That's the delivery.
I bet something really good is getting ready to happen to you today. Thanks to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's a tribute, of course. Yes.
Oh, 58 is great. That's a good one, Rob. This is from Robbie.
Obey them, or they will choke you out. Don and Mike.
I like that, Rob. Choke you out. PG, here we go, 59.
Rated PG. Pretty good. The Don and Mike Show.
Pretty good.
Oh, how you feeling, Charlie?
Charlie's fine.
Number 60. The stations just have this one, run this one over and over.
We apologize in advance for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That should cover us. We're very excited about that.
So. I'll tell you, this next one comes from a box that has a Chinese toy on it, a Japanese toy. So it makes no sense, but for Rob, it's very funny.
They bring you very best wishes, and may Happity and Happy Hawks be with you forever. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You don't have to know it to laugh at that. That's good.
Number 62, I believe this came up on yesterday's show.
They only hit you because they love you, Don and Mike.
63, yes, and this one I mean.
Promoting voluntary sterilization, the Don and Mike Show.
We're almost done here. 64 for the lawyers.
Now made funnier by the Infinity Lawyers.
Yeah.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Bingo.
Hey, dummies.
Yay. 65, love toy, love toy.
Like a love toy for your ears, the Don and Mike Show.
Hello. And then if you wouldn't mind, the standard, God damn it.
Certainly. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Hold on. There's one more that we'd like you to do.
I wouldn't get. Can I give him one? And it'd be easy just for him to repeat.
Sure.
Hypnolarious.
Oh, yeah.
It's a show I saw.
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
Hypnolarious. The Don and Mike Show.
Excellent. And now this one, you don't have to say the Don and Mike Show after.
Okay.
Just as angrily as you can. Request denied!
Request denied!
Thank you.
Yeah. Dude Walker, always a pleasure.
That's why the guy is the best. I mean, I'm serious. Voiceover work, commercials, radio stations for your sweepers and stuff.
And he can fly you.
You were plugging one of the stations that that I got because of you, I guess. It was the Burlington, Vermont station. They're
right.
One of my regular
stations. And I hear you. I hear you on. I'm listening to the. You know, Troy Aikman is a retard, and he's got a show that's on Sundays, mm-hmm. and this station runs it. And Rob told me you got to hear it because Troy Aikman really sounds like a guy who's had 8 concussions doing a radio show.
Right. Wow.
So I turn it on, waiting to hear it, and the first thing I hear is Dude Walker going, "Welcome to the Troy Aikman Show."
He may slur.
You know, and then it's like, "Hey, didn't Troy Aikman? What about Jarrell Owens?" And then,
but he's got a great lead-in with Dude.
Yeah, and it's Dude Walker doing the voice. Anyway, Dude, you're the best. You're a pro. Have a great time at the Q107 reunion.
I will. Thank you, guys.
All right, pass along our best.
I'll do it.
Okay, bye. Thanks, dude.
See ya.
Bye-bye. That's Dude Walker. Is he not the best voice guy in the world?
He's great. Very nice guy. One of the nicest guys. And I think that comes across on the radio. He's one of the nicest guys you'll ever want to meet.
So you'll be able to hear those over the coming weeks. And now let me just ask you, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to win some cash and win some prizes?
All right.
Are you ready? Mike, let me ask you, are you ready to play the new game show sensation, Sweep of the Nation? Are you ready to play Name That Noise?
I'm ready.
Hold on, I didn't hit it right.
Do I get to play the home version?
No, because this is the one where we ask people to make noises.
You act like I know these things. You look at me like I have any knowledge of what you're doing.
I'm going to give you the runaround right here.
Okay.
The run.
Well, that's what I meant. Like, I get to give I'm the demonstrator puppy over here.
No, you're not.
I don't. What is my job?
Your job. I'll tell you in a moment.
All right, very good.
As we get set to play America's favorite sensation, Make That Noise.
Oh, Make That Noise.
How do you play Make That Noise? It's very simple.
How do you play it, Don?
You call us up at 877-365-3636. Then we go around the room. Mike, on the old show, that would have been a sound we would have had.
I was just lifting my leg.
So, for instance, you've got a cell phone, you've got a cordless phone. We put 30 seconds on the clock, and we say, I'll tell you an easy one. As we go around the room with all of us, toilet flushing.
All right.
You run to the toilet. If you hear the toilet flush in 30 seconds, congratulations. The next person will give you another sound to make.
And this is not to make with their mouths or anything. This is actually the legitimate sound that you are looking for.
Correct. I will tell you some of the things that I've already thought about in advance. An alarm clock going off, doorbell, toilet flushing, a car horn honking, breaking glass, wind chimes.
I got a great one.
Okay.
Self-inflicted gunshot.
Oh, that's nice. That's only if Jason Williams. Look, you know, although it wasn't self-inflicted.
And unfortunately was playing with a gun and blew away a limo driver.
Oops. And then got all of his friends together.
Right, to like wipe down the gun and say, hey, what happened? What?
I was watching him on
my rib wagon.
I was watching him on TV today. You know, that's on Court TV. Oh, here's Jason Williams.
Hey, what happened?
Watching him on Court TV today just looks as guilty as sin.
Mm-hmm.
Because all these people are up there saying that when he shot the guy, the first thing he didn't say was like, call 911. It was like, we got to wipe the gun off. And
yeah, he panicked, and I think it was probably accidental. That's the way it looks.
So he's sitting in court, and he's got, a gigantic cross on his lapel. Like, that's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the jury's going to hear the testimony and go,
weird.
You know what? He's got that gigantic cross. He's okay.
You know, I followed this really closely, and I've seen a lot of interviews with people, some of the people that were involved with this, and really what it sounds like is a bunch of guys that were starstruck because he's a big NBA guy, and they all were cowards, and they all panicked, and it really sucked.
And the other NBA note that I have to mention, just because you got to know the history of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Kidd of the New Jersey Nets is a famous basketball player. He played for Phoenix before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've been to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What was it, 3 years ago? He like beat up his wife.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, he beat up his wife. So now, if you notice, he's in a Nike commercial where he's walking up and down the court, and I think it's John Thompson who's doing the voiceover going, "You can be whatever you want to be. Jason, be whatever you want to be." And then he looks up into the stands, and up on the big screen, it's his wife. It's his wife, and she goes, "Jason, Jason." And then they show him, he does a thing when he's at the free throw line, where he goes, and blows her a kiss. Mm-hmm. And you know what that is? That's not to sell tennis shoes. That's to fix the guy's image.
Sure.
Because everybody wants to forget the fact that he beat up his wife.
It's really all interrelated, you know, when they're trying to change the image, sell their product, and eventually turn us all into food.
Wouldn't it be great if you hear, "Jason, the game is coming to you. Jason, you're wearing Nikes. Jason, you hit me." Jason.
It probably wouldn't put that in the final cut. It
doesn't happen. Mike, here we are wasting time, but we should be asking our listeners.
Make that noise.
Can you?
Can you make that noise?
And can you make it? And it's a theme song, Mike, that I think is very catchy as well.
I love this theme song.
Make that noise.
Make it.
Make it on demand.
Come on, make it.
Come on right now. 877-365-3636. Get ready for Game Show Crazy next.
Very good.
With the, Rob, hold on. How much time is left?
It's time to play Can You Make That Noise.
Fade it out. I was going to wait for it to end, but it goes on. Call now. We'll be right back. Phone Jeopardy.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
The swearing, Paul. There, I said it.
The profanity bothers you.
It has no nobility.
These are slum kids. I was a slum kid.
Oh, incidentally, you're listening to a conversation between a member of the FCC and one of the broadcast guys. I'm not sure if it's Mel Karmazin or John Hogan. I don't know. But anyway, the lady from the FCC, well, just let it roll here.
Everybody talks like that.
They do not? What do you think I say when I go to the feed store in town? "Oh, now, Wally, give me a bag of that effing pig feed and 10 pounds of that bitchly cow corn. And the bank, do I tell Mrs. Bollinger, 'Oh, here's one big bastard of a check. Give me some of your Christing money?'"
Now she dropped
there,
all the...
Look there!
She dropped...
See what you made me do?
She dropped all the fines.
The Don and Mike Show. The daytime Emmy Award-winning Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, yeah, from Washington, D.C., your Blackbird.
Oh, yeah.
From Howard University.
You love me to Blackbirds.
Mm.
Oh, but enough of that music.
Right.
Let's get to the theme that everybody's requesting now. More popular than American Idol. Name that noise. Make that noise.
Right. It's time for Can You Make That Noise?
Make that noise.
Now you're calling it.
Yeah,
just so you know how I am about the details.
Are.
Is it Can You Make That Noise or Make That Noise?
No, it's Make That Noise, because if you don't make the noise, you're gone.
Make that noise.
Right. All right, Robbie, we got our timer ready? You got 30 seconds. Here's the deal. You win a prize if you get the first prize, if you get the first noise,
right,
which will be an easy one.
Okay.
Then the second one will be a harder one. The third one will be the tougher one. If you get all three, you'll win $100.
Very exciting.
If not, you get prizes.
Let's play Make That Noise.
Here we go. Hello. Mike, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Are you at home?
Yes, I am.
Okay, 30 seconds starts when I tell you the sound is a toilet flushing. Go.
Toilet flushing.
He nailed it.
Okay.
He nailed it.
He got it.
Well done.
Mike,
yes.
Restart him with another noise. You've already won a prize.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
30 seconds starts now. The sound is starting your car.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Starting my car. All right, here you go, guys.
Hurry.
Got it?
I hear a beep. I don't hear the car starting.
There
There it is.
You got it.
Okay.
I heard it.
Oh, barely.
All right, he got
How
it.
How much time did he have left?
2 seconds.
2 seconds left.
So you've already won the Oz DVD, courtesy of HBO, the American Splendor DVD. That you can get that wherever DVD and VHS or videos are sold. Now, Buzz, if you have, you got a tough one for him?
Yes, I do.
Okay, following up, flushing the toilet,
mm-hmm.
starting your car. Buzz, in 30 seconds, what sound do you want?
I'd like to hear the washing machine filling. I'd like him
to... Oh, Jesus.
Turn
no, washing machine in the basement.
Go. Go. Oh, Robbie, tick, tick, tick.
Sounds like a townhouse. Tick, tick, go.
Here we go. Here we go.
How can you do this fast?
Did you get it?
No.
No?
Got to put the phone closer to it.
Here we go.
Sounds like it's some sort of water.
Water.
Is it the washing machine?
No, that was the washing machine. I went all the way to the basement.
I've
got a sound that he could test that we could prove it.
And I know how he could verify that. Slam your lid of your washer right now.
Okay, hold on. I got to go back down.
Why did you leave?
I found him.
Hold on. Mm. Hold on. You weren't at your washing machine.
Yeah, he's faking it.
No.
He's faking it. You can tell by,
oh, hello, crazy.
You weren't at the washing machine.
There wasn't enough water there. It was too trickly.
How was that? I was slamming a lid.
It's tough to trust him.
I don't trust him.
He was too far away. I say disqualification.
No, but I'll give him the Oz DVD and the American Splendor.
Oh, come on,
DVD.
I ran into the basement.
Tough ass. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you need contestant?
Ready to play and make that noise?
You're in your house, right, sir? Are you in your home?
I'm in my home.
Beautiful. Let's go to Buzz for the very first sound this time. Again, you get three in a row. You win $100. For each one, you'll get a prize. Buzz, what is the sound? Should be the easiest one.
First thing we'd like you to do is turn up your television really loud.
Oh, TV? Got it. Okay, just turned it off. And I got it right here.
All right, that's a good one, Buzz.
That's
a good starter.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Time running out.
We're gonna take a break.
That's it.
Okay.
You got it. All right, congratulations.
Congratulations.
You've got Ozfest tickets.
All right.
Ozzy, Judas Priest, our favorite boy band, Hatebreed, Nissan Pavilion, July 18th. Get your tickets now online at nissanpavilion.com. Okay, I'll go second. You want to go second?
I'll go second, Don. I think you might have tougher ones tonight.
You ready, Mike?
I'm ready. Are you ready, sir?
Make
the
seconds.
30 seconds starts when I tell you to make the sound of keys shaking in a coffee cup.
What? Say it again.
Car keys in a coffee cup. Put your
got
car
it,
keys in a
it,
coffee cup.
It. I'm here, kitchen. Got my keys. Hold on. How's that?
Did that sound like a coffee cup? What kind of cup is that?
Is it a tin cup?
It's actually a tin. It's like a cookie tin from, you know.
It's not a coffee cup.
I guess we're a coffee cup.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you've won the Oz DVD. Thank you, though. Thanks for playing. Make that noise.
You know, I think we were all looking for that ceramic sound.
Yes.
Not a difficult sound, no.
Jennifer. Jen? Hey,
Don?
Jen? Jen?
Don?
Oh, no, who's this?
This is John from Mosher City.
Oh, hold on a second. Where's Jen? Jen?
Yeah, I think you got me now.
Yeah, let's get a girl playing the game. Jen,
right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Mike, why don't you start this time?
Okay, all right, here we go, Jen. 30 seconds starts now. Ring your doorbell. Very easy.
I don't have a doorbell.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Can I knock on the door?
You want me to give her another one for 30 seconds since she doesn't have a doorbell?
I live in a ghetto house.
All right. Give her another one, Mike.
Okay. Well, I've got a tough one here, but I'll give you another easy one.
Hold on. I'll give you... Let me do two of them here.
Okay. I've got a real easy one.
Okay, go.
All right. 30 seconds starts. Make the sound of a hairdryer. Go.
Oh.
But, like, don't pretend the sound.
Go.
All right.
Go to
it. Got it?
Yep.
All right.
Good job.
Second one.
Yep.
30 seconds. Go break a dish.
All right. How about a glass?
A dish, darling.
A dish, okay.
Choose a guy.
Here we go.
Okay, you're 2 for 2 now for $100. Buzz, you got a tough one?
I need you to turn on your vacuum cleaner.
All right.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Pretty good, Buzz.
Woo!
Wow.
Yeah.
Be a small apartment.
Winner. How the hell? It's ghetto.
You live in the ghetto, yet you were able to get all of those sounds together.
I know.
Very, very good. You did a good job.
Good job.
Wow. Now, what were those sounds again? It was,
I wanted to the hair dryer.
Hair dryer.
Run the hair dryer.
Break a dish and start the vacuum cleaner.
Listen, you won, hold on, Jesus Christ, so much stuff. The 7-Eleven Atkins prize pack. You've also won the Ozfest tickets with dinner at Hooters. Check out the new menu items at Hooters, Cure for the Common Restaurant. And you win $100 because you got all three.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome, Jen. Hold on. Now, this next one, let's make it tough.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All three of us will start with tough ones.
All right.
And I'll tell you, I got one here. That's the ball bustiest. Let's go to Fernando.
Okay, Nando.
Hey, Nando.
Hey.
You ready to lose?
I'll try.
I got a tough one for you. Fernando, 30 seconds. Test your smoke detector.
I can.
You can't? You have none?
I am in my car.
You what? You what?
I'm in my car.
He lives in his car?
In his car.
No, he doesn't live in his car. He's in his car. Okay, I tell you what. I'll give you a chance to redeem yourself. 30 seconds. Drive into a pole right now. Come on, you're killing me with that. Let's get somebody who's not in their car. Richard.
Yes.
Richard. I'm not going to do the smoke detector. 30 seconds.
Are you in your home, Richard?
I'm in my home. I'm in my bedroom.
30 seconds.
No, leave me alone.
Oh, God.
30 seconds. Break a light bulb.
Oh.
Now, that is a very distinct sound.
Mm-hmm.
Break a light bulb.
Young, Richard?
Are you unscrewing? Yeah, I'm unscrewing the light bulb.
You got 19 seconds.
Did you hear it?
I did. I'm giving it to you.
I heard it. Really?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, no. All right, I'll give it to him. Congratulations.
I got a question for you, Richard. Did you break it on carpet?
No.
Okay.
All right, who wants to go next? Mike, Buzz?
I'll go next.
Mike.
All right, Richard, ready?
Yeah.
I want you to squeeze out an entire plastic container of mustard.
I don't have mustard.
Something plastic that's a condiment. Anything that you can make that sound with.
You know, like the fart sound. Like go to your refrigerator and get ketchup or anything.
I think it's a squirt bottle.
You know, Hershey syrup.
Yeah. Richard's fun.
Come on, we got to walk you through this bit. We've got 13 seconds. I'm telling you, that's why... Name that... Make that... Name that noise. It's a hot game.
Mm-hmm.
Richard. I don't have mustard, I just have curry.
Are you there?
Don't hide from your feelings, Richard. You're a big loser on the Don and Mike show.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
horrible effort, Richard.
All right, goodbye. Let's try, how about Jim or so? Jim.
Hello.
Howdy, where are you calling from?
Linden, California, about 50 miles south of Sacramento.
Are you in your home?
Yes, I am.
All right, I still like this one. 30 seconds, test your smoke detector.
I like that.
That's an easy one. It's got a button you press.
Winner!
Bingo!
That's it.
That's winner. Oh, congratulations. That's a good one. That's a tough one. Now we need two more tough ones. Mike, how about Buzz goes next?
I'm ready.
Buzz.
Go to your microwave oven, set it for 15 seconds, and let us hear it beep.
Okay.
That's good, Buzz. You know, I had slammed the microwave shut, but that's even better because you get to hear the beep, beep, beep.
And it burns up half his time.
How about?
I hear it running.
So do I. This guy's good. Mike, you got a good third one for
me? I do.
Winner.
That's it. Good job.
Winner. All right. You're the best at this. If you can do Mike's, then you're going to win the $100.
Okay.
Mike?
All right. Ready? When the 30 seconds starts, go throw a sneaker or a shoe in your dryer. Go!
Go. Oh, I need the TikTok. 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 TikTok.
Start the dryer?
No, throw a
yeah.
What?
Yeah, you run the dryer. Put a sneaker and shoe in the dryer. Run it, yeah.
Let us hear it tumble.
There's other clothes in there, but can you hear it?
I heard the thump.
No, I can't.
Put the phone back down. You have 15 seconds.
Start it again.
Okay. You're being difficult.
I am.
I think he's a winner.
There's other clothes in there. It's banging around.
I think he's a big hairy winner. I think he is.
Okay.
I think, well, hold on. Then, if Mike, if you're undecided about that one,
I got another one for him if you want.
So do I. I got a million of them.
I got this. I got a real good one, Don.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. If that's not because you're in that part of the house now. Okay. I wasn't convinced on the sneaker in the dryer. What I want you to do now is put some ice cubes in your blender. As easy as it gets.
Oh, God.
Go back
Thank
down.
You.
Go back down. The kitchen should be near the laundry room.
I'm just glad he has a blender.
Here he goes. You got 15 seconds.
That was the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Winner.
Is.
Yeah.
Good
you
job.
Rocked. That Winner. Was a good effort. Winner. Now.
My wife's going to kill me. The kitchen's a mess now.
You got the Ozfest tickets, Ozfest giveaway, dinner at Hooters, courtesy of Ozfest Nissan Pavilion, and Hooters, the Cure for the Common restaurant, $100.
What a deal.
Do you want to go double or nothing?
Ooh.
Double or nothing.
I don't know. What do you think?
Double or nothing.
Well, America loves a gambler, sir.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Just go for it.
I like this guy. And I like you. And it ain't a hard one.
I like you.
30 seconds.
You're funny. I'm tired.
30 seconds. Go out and honk your car's horn.
Okay.
Hey, listen to that.
So that'll be double. He'll win four tickets for Ozfest. He'll win $200.
Good gamble.
Bing.
Wow, that's quite a horn.
Is that guy good? Is that guy good? And Mike, that's why we play Make That Noise.
Yeah.
Make That Noise.
That's great.
A Chuck Barris production. Now, we have some good stuff there between the three of us.
Yeah, we did. And it's kind of unlimited.
Mm-hmm. We had the toilet flush. We had the breaking glass. We had the breaking of a light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Testing the smoke detector.
Keys in a coffee cup.
Yep.
Hair dryer. Breaking the light bulb. You had that sneaker in the dryer.
Buzz had.
The microwave scam.
The great one.
That was good.
To make your microwave go for 15 seconds.
Yep, that's right.
Fantastic. Well, my friend, you win $200.
Wow.
And the double giveaway to Ozfest. Have a great time, and thank you for listening to the show.
Oh, always do, my friend.
We appreciate it. Hey, what's the game show that's sweeping the nation? It's
Make That Sound.
No, Make That Noise. Say it again.
Oh, make That Noise.
Oh, yeah. You missed your cue on the music. All right, well, what are you going to do?
And when he was out of breath.
What are you going to do? Hey, thank you, my friend.
Okay, Doc, thank you.
Hold on.
A good game.
And now the next time we play it, we'll even think about harder things to do.
I'm very disappointed I had to scrape off self-inflicted gunshot wound. But, with new indecency standards.
Well, no, I think that would be okay.
As long as he wasn't farting or having sex while he was shooting himself.
Yeah, and if you chose the proper area of the body, you'd probably be a little painful.
You know, the one that I didn't get to was I didn't have fire a gun. Because there's that certain, how you doing?
Yeah, how are
you? They'd be ready for it.
Fire a gun!
World where only
people be prepared next
was strictly forbidden.
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's me.
He made it
There's all kinds of awful ones. Make a dog cry.
Oh, no, we don't do that.
No. No, I'm just telling you. Yeah. Now that we're done with this, I'm telling you some of them I had written down.
You had to do the self-editing.
Make a dog cry.
Right. Suffocate the cat. That type of stuff. No, of course.
I have bang pots and pans until a baby cries.
You didn't use the one I suggested, is make a child claim he's disillusioned.
Turn on a porno.
Goodbye.
Buy a paper, you'd be able to tell that right away. Wind chimes. That's kind of faggy. Wind chimes.
Drill your own teeth. All sorts of things we had.
Yeah, power tools.
Yeah.
There's an entire area to get into.
That was on my list.
The next time we get together and play Make That Noise.
Buzz.
Buzz, what's your lead story on the news and the comments today?
Today, the temporary insanity defense is old hat. Today's wife killer uses the rough sex defense.
Hey, stay tuned, Robbie.
Stay tuned. For news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike Show.
I can't say anything. I'm thinking about Rob having a
dude.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Moving faster than the speed of justice. The Don and Mike Show.
There we go. Buzz Girdley's news.
Yeah.
Buzz brought to you by Veramax.
World's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Number one, it really works.
Someone called for a doctor?
Yeah. Doctor developed, clinically tested, then patented Miramax. Get it at retailers nationwide. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. And now with news and comments, here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Today's modern wife killer doesn't use the temporary insanity defense much anymore. Today's defendant uses the increasingly popular rough sex defense.
Hi, this is Wolfram Juretzek.
Is it Wolfram? Was he involved in that defense?
I don't know. It just seems to me that he might fit the profile.
It is this defense that Larry Vogt of Rochester, New York, explained his wife's untimely demise. He's facing second-degree murder charges for suffocating the missus, but he says she had signed a consent form in front of a witness saying he could do anything he wanted during their sexual encounters short of breaking her nose or giving her a black eye. Quoting the accused lawyer, she wasn't supposed to die. This was a sexual thing. Police found Larry's wife in a car he was driving with a busted taillight. She was wrapped in a mattress pad bound with duct tape next to a can of gasoline, some charcoal, some lighter fluid, and some rope.
Still, a good time was had by all.
Hey, who else is turned on?
Am I the only one to paint?
Larry.
Am I the only one?
Here in the Virginia suburbs of Washington, D.C., a local official's going to jail for stealing nearly $40,000 of the town's money to buy hookers and to soup up his BMW. Michael Aguija was the head of information technology for the town of Leesburg. But Michael has an explanation.
What is it?
He says he's been diagnosed as a sexual addict because of the tumor that was removed from his brain a couple of years ago.
It's not a tumor.
Isn't that the Michael Douglas defense?
Yes, only he didn't claim a tumor.
Yeah, Michael Douglas just said that he is addicted to sex.
He's a sex addict.
He didn't say that he has a tumor that makes him have sex.
Aren't we all sex addicts in a way?
Some of us.
Especially if you have a sex tumor.
Yeah. I just want this sex tumor taken off of my brain.
Michael says his hormone levels skyrocketed after the surgery to remove the tumor. He says he saw a therapist about his problem.
My headache is gone, and you are beautiful.
Quoting another city official, I don't accept his explanation. His kids were home when they took Daddy away in handcuffs over the weekend.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, that's always good. I mean, well, it's good if the daddy's a bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for the kids.
Sure,
what I'm saying.
We always do.
Let them see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Did you see that dude? There's some dude that was supposed to be in a jail in Pennsylvania. And they've been looking for him, like, even on America's Most Wanted, for over 20 years. And they found him in California. He had been living in Mexico for 20 years. He had, like, a 24-year prison sentence in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And they put him on America's Most Wanted, and some of his family members turned him in. The guy's living with his new family somewhere in California, didn't change his name. When the U.S. Marshals came up to his front door, they knocked on the door, and they said, hello, is this, you know, Billy Bob Bad News? And he said, why, yes, I am. How are you? And they made a point of saying they arrested him in front of his children, and he said to them, I'll see you in 2.5 years, because that's how much time is left on his prison sentence.
Wow. But he doesn't have to go back and serve the whole thing?
I guess not.
And he still lived the whole time under the name Mike Ramey?
Yeah. He never changed his name.
Always.
He never changed his name.
He is in jail always.
But let the kids see it.
Let
the kids see it.
It's rough on a kid.
So you think the kids should see it?
I don't know.
You think the kids should see it?
Yeah.
I don't know. No. Kids don't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, but I know. If the guy's a big loser like that, what the hell? Yeah. What the kids say?
You are the hanging judge.
They need to know where Daddy went.
You are Judge Roy Bean.
Thank you, Mike.
Where's your Messiah now?
Where's your Messiah now?
Guilty or innocent, Judge?
I'm talking about Jim Caviezel.
Guilty!
There you go.
Talking about Jim Caviezel.
He's guilty, Buzz.
Who played Jesus in The Passion of Christ, Christ.
Hey.
Joe made me do that.
You made a Joe mistake.
I did. Jim's been practically deified for his work on the movie, but it turns out that the Christ you saw dying on the cross in that movie wasn't Jim.
Oh, no.
It was a stand-in Jesus?
It was a robot.
Oh.
The wind was howling in 40-degree weather when the movie was filmed, much too cold for a guy in just a loincloth.
Oh, robot.
Robot.
Mr. Tom. Robot. Robot.
The robot reportedly cost around $200,000.
Like Jaws.
I will take water.
Yeah.
I will take water and make it into wine. Robot, now.
Look, I'd love to know if anybody that saw the movie could tell.
Yeah, if they knew that. Apparently, the robot, the reason it's so expensive is it wriggles.
Bread.
God. Yeah.
Bread for everyone.
This was no boating accident.
Same guy who played Jaime on Get Smart.
I am the stunt Christ.
Wow.
How may I serve you?
Yeah.
My name is Data.
A robot. Wow.
How can you make the Janet Jackson thing work for you? Ask Eric Stevenson of Salt Lake City, Utah, who's now suing CBS and MTV.
Hey, way to go, ass.
He's filed a small claims case accusing the network's parent company of deceptive advertising.
Oh, come on.
Don't scratch.
Well, he may be half right. He says he was deceived about the content and quality of the Super Bowl halftime show. Viacom says the case has no merit and expects it to be dismissed.
You know, that's the kind of thing, really.
Yeah.
I wish there was some sort of
way to prevent these kind of
like
lawsuits.
Yeah, like a safety valve, so something like that doesn't, you don't even get it filed.
They're called judges. They're supposed to decide what's reasonable and what isn't.
But even before it gets to a judge, because it's still costing us money if it gets to a judge.
I know.
Something that they have in other countries, God, and I hate saying this now about America in so many ways, but in other countries they have rules, and here's the rules. If you sue somebody, and it's for some nutty thing, like, hey, Mike, there was food on my menu last night at Mike's restaurant. I'm pissed at Mike. I'm going to sue Mike.
Right.
Well, we go to court.
Right.
And a judge would say to me, Donnie, D-O-N-I, you're out of your mind.
Right.
So I lose the case. You know what they would say in Europe or these other countries? They'd say, not only did you lose the case, but because you brought this frivolous law.
Yeah, because it had no merit, and we have determined it has no merit.
Guess what? You're paying all of the legal fees for everybody.
Yeah, not just to the guy you're suing, but to the taxpayer.
Yes. Now, once that is adopted in America,
right,
that's when you have people stop suing people because, I went to McDonald's and the coffee was hot.
You know, seriously, and that would take care of the problem.
Yeah.
It's simple. It's overly simple.
Makes sense.
It's effective. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, trust me. We've been there. You can sue anybody.
That's right.
For anything.
And really make the, the whole issue about going to court and getting involved in the legal system is, you're rolling the dice to see what's going to happen here. And, let's see what happens. If you're going to be paying the price yourself, if your lawsuit that you bring isn't, doesn't have merit, then, you're going to get penalized.
This guy can't be serious. I'm thinking about suing Infinity because I'm finding that I'm running out of gas about this time every day in the show. And I would like to be able to leave.
For your chronic fatigue syndrome.
Yes. Mm-hmm. For my CFS.
Yes, chronic fatigue syndrome.
That's brought on by the CF. I have CFS.
Work related.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Sanford, Florida, a woman has been bounced from her...
Sanford, Florida?
Yes, Sanford.
As in Fred?
As Sanford, Florida.
It's the big one, Elizabeth.
A woman there has been bounced from her teaching job.
Just let me say hi to... A lot of you don't know that Grady from Sanford and Son currently works right here in D.C. on Channel 4. Jim Vance.
Anchoring the news.
I'm Jim Vance.
In Sanford, Florida, a woman's been bounced from her teaching job after lifting her sweater at a Super Bowl party for a photographer friend.
Yeah, baby.
None of her fourth graders were present, but somebody emailed copies of the photo to her principal, the superintendent, and the school board. Yes.
Of course, this is the world we live in now.
Yeah. Quoting the teacher, 2 a.m, the Bud Bowl beads were being passed around, and everyone was teasing me, saying, you got to show your...
Right.
So, Stacy Cherry... Now admits it was an error in judgment. Her principal says otherwise she was a great teacher.
Oh, come on.
She's also very good looking.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is so unfair.
Poor Miss Cherry.
Don't put upon.
What can we do for her?
I am glad somebody... I'm glad someone has finally organized this information.
All right.
Blender Magazine is coming out with its list of the 50 craziest pop stars. I haven't seen much of the list. They're holding it back for publicity reasons.
We'd be good. You know what? We would be very good at putting this list together.
We could
ourselves.
Do that easily.
Sort of the craziest. Well, of course, Ozzy has to be on.
He's
there.
On the list.
Ozzy has to be
I've
there. I would say Stones, Jagger has to
Angelina
be on.
Angelina Jolie.
At least one of the Stones. So these are just pop stars.
These are just,
pop
just
singing stars.
Right, and they found 50. They had no trouble finding 50.
Rocker Tommy Lee.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know. Again, I've only seen part of the list. They're only letting part of it out.
Can they be dead?
Courtney Love is on there, I'm sure. I don't think so. I think they have to be living.
I got a list. Elton John and Kiki D.
Elton's on the list for sure.
Is he really? I'm doing this as a... I'm just looking at the list as a goof.
Pop stars.
How about ELO?
I don't know.
You're just looking.
How about the Bangles?
You're looking at your CD collection.
How about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons?
Don't think so.
How about Jackie Wilson?
I don't know.
What about Lou Rawls?
Lou Rawls. He might be on there because he just did some time.
Hey, you know what? There's it's always an excuse to play a little Lou Rawls, though.
Buzz, where did Andy Williams come in?
I don't know. I don't know if he's on the list or not, but
it's
possible. Whitney Houston is definitely there. The magazine saying she makes Bobby Brown look like the sane one. Mariah Carey, R. Kelly, and Britney all made the list. And you don't need a roadmap to know who made number one craziest pop star.
Who?
Michael Jackson.
Oh. Tonight, the Don and Mike Show. WJFK. Oh, hold on. We're there.
Man, I love this song.
There it is.
Yeah.
Let me just remind everybody that Lou Rawls is a great man with a great voice. United Negro College Fund.
Amen, brother.
Rob donates all the time. It's 6:45.
You'll never find.
How you doing, Lou?
Incidentally, kids at home, that's the way it's supposed to be done.
You know what he hawks now is insurance
life
for old
insurance.
People. Yeah.
Of course it's life insurance for old people. You know. The Don and Mike Show.
WKSK. I keep hitting the wrong button.
Hi. This is Lou Rawls. I'm not a paid
paid spokesman.
I'm not a paid spokesman.
You know, if you're going to do your Lou Rawls, you got to do it down here.
But Mike, all of my black voices, hello, this is Lou Rawls.
You'll never find.
I'm very limited. I don't have your range. All right, you go ahead. All right, you do it. Because
all right,
you know me, if it's a black guy, it'll be all of my black guys sound like Robert the Mailman. Watch,
I'll
give the jingle this time.
Well, hello. This is Lou Rawls. You know, life insurance is too expensive. That's why I'm here, and I'm not a compensated spokesperson.
That's it.
I am simply telling you because I care about you. In fact, I love you. You'll never find.
Yeah,
nice. Once
there
in a while.
You go. There you go.
Once in a while.
Smooth like Lou Rawls.
There you go.
Someone who loves you.
Love
yeah,
Lou
baby.
I love Lou Rawls.
Yeah. Very smooth.
Very smooth. What'd you say, Buzz?
Very smooth.
Yeah. Oh, Buzz, he's not a Scotch.
I think he is. You cannot buy this kind of publicity. Delta Airlines accused of losing Alzheimer's patient.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Let's stop there with that. That's a good...
That's good tease?
Yeah, that's a good tease.
Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg! Was it him?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
No such luck.
The age is about right.
All right, so Delta loses the Alzheimer's patient.
Yes.
That's next. We'll be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Love you, Marilyn.
I think something good will happen to you today.
Do you really?
If I may, I'd like to share a few off-the-cuff remarks about a wireless company, Singular Wireless.
Singular is the favorite of so many. I love doing these commercials. Talk about Singular because only Singular has rollover.
Rollover? Rollover, baby. Don't get me started on rollover. I love rollover.
And why shouldn't you? Rollover lets you roll over your unused anytime minutes from month to month for up to a year.
Hey, rollover. It'll make your day, but remember, that's Singular with a C. Rollover, baby. CINGULAR.
Never pay roaming or long distance. 1 or 2 year contract is required.
So why wait? Hey, rollover. Why wait? See some people's friends at Singular. Visit them online at www.singular.com. Right on rock and roll. WKSJ.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Cleansing your ears with a verbal enema. Don and Mike.
I got one more roll. We just did a commercial, a live commercial with Rollover.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Rollover. You got to give me more leg room. Rollover.
Yeah.
Come on, Bubbles.
Good little chimpanzee.
Rollover. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, we left off with the headline, Delta Airlines accused of losing Alzheimer's patients.
Right.
That's a sticky wicket.
Relatives of the 80-year-old man say Delta was supposed to have supplied an escort, as they commonly do, from
You are on the air, sir.
You mean a hooker?
Someone from the airline to escort the elderly man from one airport gate to another.
That'd be a new cause we could get involved in, you know, escorts for Alzheimer's patients.
Hi, baby. Hi, baby.
It took 24 hours after the man's expected arrival.
Hi, baby.
And the moment he was found wandering through a bus station in downtown Atlanta.
Me from Hartsfield?
Several miles from Hartsfield Airport.
Oh, my God. Poor Liddy.
Oh, geez, Gordon.
Police took him to the hospital for kidney dialysis. The family says if that hadn't happened, the man would have gone into a coma.
Poor George Liddy.
Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, operations director. Don't blame me.
I know, you fired him.
The man told his family that he'd been crying a lot, but couldn't remember why.
Aww.
Oh, it's because you got fired from WJFK, G.
Yeah, because he missed his escort.
Hi, baby.
Some parents in Wilmington, North Carolina are plenty steamed about a book their kids have been checking out from the school library. It's a fairy tale called King and King. In it,
is a fag book.
The lead character rejects a bevy of eligible princes before falling for a prince in particular.
Hello.
It ends with Prince Bertie getting married to Prince Lee. They kiss and live happily ever after. Quoting one parent, I was flabbergasted. My child's not old enough to understand something like that, especially when it's not in our beliefs.
I believe.
The publisher says the book's aimed at kids ages 6 and up, and the publisher says that for some families, the book is acceptable.
King and King.
Oh, welcome to Will and Grace High.
Yay!
Always a bit of controversy in New York about gays and the St. Patrick's Day parade. This year, the controversy was sparked by the parade's executive director.
Hey, Robbie, we're here. We're queer. We're Irish. Get used to it. Come on.
Homosexuality is, quoting him, an illness. It can be treated.
Oh, dear.
End quote. He denies a report.
You hit the bell.
I didn't hit the bell.
Yeah.
That was God hitting the bell.
On itself.
Read the Bible.
The man denies a report that he went on to say that they try to change kids, quoting again, to their warped way of life.
We're here.
Amen.
We're here. We're Irish.
Get used to it.
And in Dayton, Tennessee, they're not just against gay marriage, they're against gays. Quoting a county commissioner, we need to keep them out of here.
Where is this again?
This is in Dayton, Tennessee.
Let me get my wife on the phone. We're moving to Dayton.
Dayton, Tennessee.
Dayton is a game that grown-ups play.
Is this the town, Buzz? Now,
I'm guessing you're guessing correctly.
Yeah, where they actually had a city council meeting, and the report that was on the Today Show was they had one of these people actually on camera with the name,
right,
where the woman said, we don't want them living in our community. And it's not like she's got a hood on her head or she's hiding. Right. She's out there. She's a council person saying, we don't want them living in our community.
Why don't you move across the river to Tolerance, Tennessee?
It's a conservative spot. Rhea County is where evolution was put on trial in the Scopes Monkey Trial. It took a federal judge to get the county to stop Bible classes in its public schools.
Incredible!
So this town is actually going on the record.
Yeah, they want to make it a law.
Right.
Can't be
there are a lot of people that are probably happy. This is another one of those deals. You pay attention to this crap and you forget about the fact that people getting their heads blown off.
You know, if I could Mike, would you give me that USA Today for one
time? Absolutely. This one right here?
Yeah, the purple one. Give me this part.
It's America's newspaper.
That's the sports.
There's one part. I know it's been said. Oh, we finally found the tape.
We're here. We're queer. We're Irish.
Get used to it.
We're here. We're queer. We're Irish. Get
I don't think I have it.
Never mind. There was something in there.
There it is.
That was relevant.
Thank you. Okay.
So here with this junk about shock jocks dialing it down a notch.
No. Yeah, I read that.
When you get down, here you go. Now, I know we've said this before, but I just want to repeat this again. This comes from University of Missouri journalism professor Tom McPhail.
Okay. Said,
quote, the United States is at war. Our unemployment situation is grave.
Mm-hmm.
People cannot afford prescriptions. Mm-hmm. Social Security is falling apart.
Oh, yeah.
And Congress and the FCC are focused on Janet Jackson's breasts and dirty words on the radio.
Right.
Making demons out of disc jockeys is not a classy move by the most powerful nation on earth. There are more important public policy matters.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, there's
well
one guy.
Said.
There's one guy. He's just some crazy professor at the University of Missouri. But way to go. You are
Making good sense, my friend.
Absolutely. So the head of New York St. Pat's Parade and that county commissioner in Tennessee are going to hate this story. A new study says that in 50 years, white people will make up less than half the U.S. population.
Rob, don't worry, you'll be dead by then.
Yeah, but you know what? That's not by weight.
Don't worry. Let's think about this.
Not by weight. What does that mean?
God.
The study says we hit the half-white, half-non-white point in 2050. Asians and Hispanics.
Hold on, how many years do we have on top? How many years are we number one?
46 years to the break-even point.
We have 46 years at number one?
Right.
We got to go home and reproduce.
No, but here's the thing. You'd have to reproduce like a rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do the best I can.
Right.
Now, hold on, how old is Bart now? 19, 50 mm-hmm. and 19 and 69? I think yeah. he'll still be safe as a frail white man mm-hmm. at 69. When
I'm going to remember that forever.
When the tide turns.
How long are we on top? That is too funny.
We got how many years, Buzz?
46 years till the break-even point.
46 years. Oh, come on, whites, reproduce.
Oh.
I'll be underground by then.
Oh, God. Asians and Hispanics are expected to have the most dramatic population increase in that next 46 years, but America will also get older in the next 50 years with nearly one in four people by that time being aged 65 or older.
And we will be squarely in that category.
Yes, we will.
So you tell me in 50 years,
mm-hmm.
and what happens if it goes up to 49% in 50 years,
uh-huh.
what happens in 50 when, I don't want to be struck by lightning, but what happens when being white means you're a minority group in America?
Yeah, well,
my God. John has just collapsed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, white man in America.
I'm sorry.
Hey, you know what? By that time...
I lost my balance for a moment.
Don, don't worry. By that time, somebody will be losing you at the airport. Well, Dayton's not...
Yeah, and I'll be a minority. I'll be an old white minority.
Dayton's not
I'll
only...
I'll be in somebody's sweatshop.
It'll be easy to find them because there won't be as many white guys around. Just look for the old white guy.
He'll stand out. Dayton's not only a town in Tennessee or a game that grown-ups play, it's also a town in Ohio where a man has filed a class action suit against the makers of the herbal male enhancement product known as Enzyte.
Uh-oh.
Dave Parker says he bought $400 worth of the stuff and still isn't enhanced.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
Is this the one where they have a... This is Bob. Bob's life is getting better.
That's it, isn't it? That's one where they had commercials. Insight.
The guy with the dumb grin?
I've heard these commercials somewhere.
I've seen them on, they're all over our show, but the video.
I think it's really one of, for the idiots that they're targeting with that, it's one of the slickest ads because it does have that legitimate quality to
right.
the ad.
Yeah.
Very
weird.
They advertise in GQ and a lot of big name magazines. Dave took the stuff for 8 months, well beyond the recommended 3 to 6 weeks, and it still didn't work, he says. He says Enzyte has made reckless claims that it cannot back scientifically.
They don't have to.
Parker says that when he went to collect on the offer of double your money back, he was told that that offer no longer in effect.
So you want to tell that carny today, that hangover carny.
Mm-hmm.
Same deal.
Right.
A pair...
And they actually sent him away by saying, no money for you, mushroom man. A pair of twins in England have just spent $80,000 on plastic surgery.
My name is Julius.
I'm your twin brother.
They've spent this money to make themselves both look more like their hero, Brad Pitt. 20-year-olds Matt and Mike did it for a reality TV show. Quoting Mike...
Oh, and I wanted to do it just because I love Brad Pitt. Now the idea is stolen.
They love Brad, too. Quoting Mike, it was painful, but girls tell us all the time, we look beautiful.
What's the first rule of Fight Club? Don't talk about Fight Club.
Legitimate plastic surgeons have labeled the show unethical. Quoting one real doctor, you can't turn anybody into Brad Pitt. Even Matt and Mike might agree with that now. They do look better. They don't look that much like Brad.
Oh, and what's he going to do in 50 years?
Mm-hmm.
He's the minority. He's going to be a good-looking minority.
You don't have to worry yet. Other contestants hope to come out looking like Pam Anderson, Elvis, and Kate Winslet.
All minorities in 50 years.
Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
P.U.
Man, oh, man.
P.U. I saw her being interviewed. Is she in the Jim Carrey movie? Is that the movie she's in?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She looks to me just like she did in Titanic.
The thing is, you know, I mean,
you mean beautiful? That's the word I'm looking for, Buzz.
Buzz is a fan. Buzz is a fan.
No,
they've already started the prescription for that Kate Winslet lady. They've given her lots of pastry.
In sports, in a bold move, Major League Baseball has banned a steroid that's already illegal.
Way to go, Bud Light.
the league has bravely banned THG, a designer steroid that was formulated to avoid detection. Commissioner Selig calls it a step toward zero tolerance.
Any comment from Jason Giambi or Gary Sheffield?
No. Nope.
Of the New York Yankees?
Jason Giambi had this announcement today, and please don't delete me out because I'm going to be I'm going to make a medical statement.
Okay.
His testicles.
Giambi,
and he said it's not because of the steroids.
No, not at all.
He's lost a bunch of weight, mm-hmm. and now all of his, as a matter of fact, he's finding all of his organs are
shifting upward.
Yes.
Yeah. Migrating.
Right now, his liver is on his left shoulder.
Very, very dangerous. It's got to be uncomfortable. Quoting a spokesman for the Players Union, I don't think it has much merit. And football was never like this. In Hackensack, New Jersey, a former high school athletic director has pleaded guilty to spanking a 17-year-old boy in his office. He admits there was other contact as well.
No.
He'll get treatment while he's on probation. Coach says he used a belt, sometimes a ruler, and asked the boy to do the same to him.
Was his name Andy Sidorek? I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. Coach Sidorek is retired. I love you, Coach Sidorek. And our secrets will always be our secrets.
Yeah, what happens on the field stays
on the field.
Sure.
Finally, some new urinals at JFK Airport in New York have stirred up some controversy. These urinals in the special lounge for passengers of Virgin Airways are shaped like a giant mouth. The urinals look like the teeth and lips from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Virgin executives say they were expecting a positive response. Quoting one, this is one target men will never miss.
New and improved Joker products.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Who's turned on?
Okay, I am.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow. For the Friday get-together. Good day to you, sir.
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 You! Shaped like a mouth.
Yeah.
Go figure. Where's my vinegar?
Oh,
draw my bath immediately. Be a dear.
So long.
And you guys, all my very best.
Will we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.